Sorry to keep you hating. We're doing it. We're doing it. Hi, welcome. I didn't even smoke weed. I'm coughing because I'm late because my dog decided she wanted to play 2 minutes before the show. So then I chased her around to get her out of breath. And then she has better stamina than me, so I'm out of breath. And then I took a drink and I like choked on it. But don't worry, we'll be getting high. We'll be getting high. Patrick is not in all black. This is navy. You're so used to steel toe and their awful fucking contrast ratio that you can't tell black from navy. Look. Look at the hunch. Look at the hunch. We got an executive producer today named Ozone. Ozone is our EP for the day. We couldn't do this show without the major supporters. You little people are okay too, but let's not kid anybody. It's the big dogs. They get it done. So thank you to all the high rollers for all of May and June. This has been great. We merged it into 1 month just to make it easy and to make sure everybody gets their time on the screen during my busy season. Tonight we're going to be going over Stuttering John. This is an all Stuttering John show. I've never done anything like this. I guess this officially means I'm part of the Dabbleverse. But we're in. We're going to be watching Stuttering John's show from today. And we'll be... I've never watched Stuttering John. I don't know him. So forgive me. I'm going to have fresh eyes like a baby boy. And we're going to be... I'm just going to call it like I see it. I'm new to John. So I appreciate you guys' hand-holding during this. I'm not going to understand a lot. I'm not going to get a lot of the references or the history or the stuff. But what I will say is when I make a guy, and I think we will officially hit the button for John.
We got one!
We officially are going to make John a guy. I have to give him my own nickname. I have to give a guy my own nickname. And, you know, John has a lot of nicknames. John has a lot of lore. And how do we give him a name that makes sense in the context of yesteryear and in the context of the future and the present? And I've thought a lot about this. And no one's come up with a great name. But I think I've nailed it today. He comes from Howard Stern. But now he's a self-made man. The Duke of the Dabbleverse, he calls himself. The Duke. But he'll never, ever, ever get away from this Howard Stern reputation. And that's the thing that made him. So I think we have to give him a nickname that also attaches him to Howard Stern. So one of the most, I guess, notable memes of the Howard Stern show is Baba Booey. So connecting those two, I think you come up with a name that suits John well. Baba Duke. Baba Duke. I hereby dub John Melendez Baba Duke. I'm calling him Baba Duke. I'm calling him Baba Duke. I think it makes sense. It's so stupid. I think it makes sense. He'll hate it. And I think that's great. Everybody just start calling him Baba Duke. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Baba Douche, Baba Douche. Yes, all of these work. They're all great. Have fun with it. Make your own variations. I'm going to call him the Baba Duke. I'm going to call him the Baba Duke. That's what I'm going to do. So welcome to the show. It's the Stuttering John Hour. We put it off a long time over here at Nobody Likes Onions. I've gotten the official blessing from Carl to cover him. I haven't asked Shuley. But, you know, a lot of people are excited about Shuley and I boxing at DabbleCon. It's going to be great. I don't even think they've announced this over there at TSN yet, but Shuley versus me, boxing at DabbleCon, and it's going to be great. No, I'm kidding, of course. Anyway, welcome to the program. You might be saying, Patrick, how are you going to watch John's show from today? He, of course, took it down. LOL, LOL, LOL. We're used to Chad Zumach over here, the biggest bitch on the planet. Chad Zumach, you might say. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the bitch.
The biggest bitch on the planet. The guy who calls people a bitch when they take shows down and also takes shows down if anybody's going to watch his show. You ever met a comedian who didn't want people to see his podcast? Ay, 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 ay. Anyway, that's what we're doing. Hit the like button if you're new here. Hit the subscribe button. Welcome to all the new John Dabblers liking the channel and stuff. Anyway, that's great. That's great. I'm in the dabble, whatever. Good luck with it. I'm not, you know, a permanent dabbler. I move around a lot. We'll probably be back on Steel Toe Thursday. Don't even worry about it. This is from Anonymous earlier wanting me to do a show tonight, and your wish is my command. Milk John's mom. Oh, not Milk John. You're saying Milk John's mom. I thought there was a guy named Milk John, and this was his mom, which is preposterous. Thank you for the super stickers, everybody. Mason in Portland, Little Emmy, and George says show feet. We won't be doing that.
If I wasn't so busy tickling my mother's belly button from the inside, Jesus. I'd come yell at a house in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Also, thanks to all the new memberships. Flex, 316, member for 8 months. Darth Nugs, 5 memberships gifted. We appreciate all that. Why don't I have a sound effect for that with a kid? Where are the kids yelling? Great, I have no sound over here now. I might murder my life. How's the confetti work, but not the sound effect? What about this?
Again.
Okay, that works. But not this. But not this. Or like that. Great. We never have anything working around here. Reels and Dark Nugs. Thank you very much for your gifted memberships. Kelly Jean, if you have any questions, I can call in. It's sad how much I know. Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll turn on the phone lines for today. The phone number will scroll every once in a while. It just doesn't work. Something stopped working well on the phone. We're working on a new solution. Kelly Jean, member for 11 months. Feel free to call in if I seem too lost. Justin Kimball, I'm a melting ball washer. Rude. And Framp, are you ready to battle a 12 inches shorter, a guy 12 inches shorter than you? Probably. Look at this $50 super tip.
I'm the Babadook.
Suck it, Babadook. I'm the Babadook. Suck it, Babadook.
I'm the Babadook.
Suck it, Babadook. Oh, boy. Let's go to the screen and watch a little Stuttering John. So we have his show from today. Of course, he's taking it down. I don't give a fuck. Strike my channel, John. I don't give a fuck. I know something you don't. The more you keep striking people and losing, you know, you'll hurt your own channel. So somebody should tell John that, you know, like when you file strikes and they end up not going through, like it eventually, like you become the boy who cried wolf and it can become detrimental to your channel from the inside. So you might want to look into that while you go out striking Kevin and Chad and Kate and me and Shuley and Carl.
You better shut the fuck up, Hunchback. This is your last fucking warning.
Oh, no.
I might have to pay another visit to Vegas real soon. This time I won't be fucking talking.
I hope you do that. I mean, literally, it's my goal to make you fly to Vegas every quarter. I'd love to do it monthly, but I know you can't afford it. I mean, John, I've seen your mom's house. You let your mom live like that. I know you live worse. Your mom just lives in this bare apartment where she shuffles around with her shitty old corn feet. You know, you ought to be ashamed. You ought to be ashamed, man. So we're going to be watching a little bit of John, and I'm stoked. Let's get into it. Okay, first of all, you got to let go. You do got to let go, John. We're going to have to get rid of this browser topper. This is going to be rough. You got to let go, man. You really got to let go. This is not who you are anymore. Hold on, let me get rid of this thing. If we can't see the top of this guy, I'm never going to be able to live with myself. Where is it? What layer is that fucking shit box on? Okay. There we go. So this is who John thinks he is now, which is bananas. I'm here. Boink. This is who John thinks he is now, and it's sickening, frankly. It's like, I mean, first of all, if this was today, you should be ashamed of wearing the acid wash jeans. We love the raglan three-quarter tee. And then, of course, you're outside with a guitar, an electric guitar. Not plugged in anything. All alone. It's kind of like your show now. You're not really plugged into anything, and you're all alone. It's kind of like a mirror image of today. Maybe that's why you use it. Is that why you use it? I think it's cool that you were able to get Bobcat Goldthwait to do your intro song. Right? That's cool that you like that. That's like a subtle way to show off that you know celebs. Did you hear it fade out? He like reused this from something else. It fades out.
Welcome to the live.
Mr. Duke, I know the sound of his engines.
The Babadook.
Don't cross the Duke. Everybody knows that.
Everybody does know that. Except for three idiots who don't understand.
So this is like where his mom lives.
Think about your favorite comedian on the continent. Now think about all the reasons they're dope. Yeah. I'm the opposite. I'm an incompetent novice who's wasting your fucking time again. Suck it, onion boy.
Okay. That's one way to look at it, I guess. That's fair. I never really looked at it like that. So this is the house his mom lives in. You know, again, almost everywhere in New York, unless you're wealthy, is a shithole. It really is like, unless you're really wealthy, almost everything is a shitbox. But, you know, you at least have pride in it. You paint. You fix it up. This has, like, you know, marks on the wall and I don't know what the fuck's plugged in up here. Some sort of heating pad. TV lamp. I like it, though. I love it. I love that there's like a bedroom with an old couch in it. I love that it's tan. And I love this is where John's set up. There's nothing on the walls. Feels like a hospital room. It's nice. It's cozy.
Law, like, Kate Meaney, who's a complete and utter tool, a complete and utter idiot, who doesn't realize that she committed not only a federal crime.
Okay, she didn't, man. You got to get over this. You got to get over this, man. The laws of California do not apply to Kate Meaney in New York. The New York laws apply to Kate Meaney in New York. You got to drop it. It's also not federal. You got to drop it. You got to stop. You got to stop. I don't give this guy enough credit for being absolutely fucking retarded, but you got to let it go. And again, I know he has like a bunch of tools in his corner, like Vince, a lawyer and stuff, who feed him like erroneous legal information and stuff and tell him he's got a case and all this. You know, I do get it, but like, how dumb is, like, he's actually retarded?
But a local one in the state of California. So did Shitwaya and...
How did Kate Meaney break a California law from New York? You fucking idiot. You fucking idiot. How does it work? If the speed limit in California is 55 and I'm going 65 on the LIE, fuck. And I know Stuttering John and he's on a road where it's 55, then I get a, he reports me to the, how does it?
Noted fucking Rocco the racist. These three idiots.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine. Anything against Rocco, I'm actually good with. Red473 says, Melton, I met you in AC. You weren't as lumpy as people said. I'm gonna say that one. John's
doctor. My mom bounces on my hog all night, fatty patty. I win again, you fat fuck. Go!
Is he fucking his mom? Like, is that an actual theory we might be considering? That he's got some sort of mom action going on? You know, these people, they... He's definitely a mama's boy. Like, he's always at his mom's. Imagine you're moving across the country from California to Florida, and you think stopping off in New York at your shitty mom's apartment... Strike that. Reverse it. Your mom's shitty apartment is like a good move. Take your cats home to Florida to their new home, to their new forever home, and then fly up and visit your mom on Spirit or fucking, you know, JetBlue or one of the many other motherfucking airlines that fly out of RSW. Hobble your ass over there. You know, and just get a $250 flight up to see that old mom. I mean, you literally couldn't go further out of the way unless you were going to get her some, like, syrup from Vermont. I mean, it's fucking insane. Why wouldn't you just fly to see... You're wealthy. You're rich, right? You know, I doubt you need your fucking 2006... Mercedes to, like, cruise around New York and creep on women. Zach Hoffman says, what up, Melton? What up with you?
I might be a retarded, sweaty, has-been loser, but at least my dick isn't big.
When you're right, you're right, Jonathan.
Now they have a federal filing.
They don't have a federal filing. You didn't file shit. If you had even called the police, you'd been laughed at. You know, this brings me to a bigger point, and you're right. This is going to take forever, and it's going to be painful. But it's my first time ever getting into this, idiot. You let everyone know you haven't talked. We all know that she didn't break a law. You're the only one who thinks she broke a law, dummy. So when you're like, all right, now she has a federal file. She does. Like, who'd you file federally with? And by the way, did you show them the hula hoop pictures? And she might try to say she doesn't have a hula hoop, but she does. She does has a hula hoop. So, do you guys just, like, go arrest her now, or how does it work? Could I be in the car, possibly, when you do it? I'd love to know how it works. He did this thing when Kate Meaney turned on him and, you know, revealed she'd been recording him, and, of course, again, she just did this to curry favor with people like Carl or Kevin or... Chad or, you know, whoever at the mall. I guess not Chad, but, you know, she's just trying to win people over so we'll like her when that's almost fucking impossible. Rocky Wigsnatch says his intro is copyrighted so he can strike no troll. Yeah, the whole show's copyrighted. Again, fair use is fair use. You got the wrong one over here. None of you know. You've been listening to John too long. We do a thing here called a soft timeout. Soft timeout. Soft timeout. Soft timeout. I understand we got a lot of John people coming in. You're all dumb. You've all been brainwashed by him. I think maybe it's some sort of like radiation or osmosis. There's some stupidity that's flowed into your brains that, yeah, the whole show's a copyrighted thing. The whole show.
No, the music is especially. And then maybe the graphics. And then the show, too.
Yeah, all of it. All of it's copyrighted. All of it's copyrighted. We're not scared of any of it over here. That's not a thing we... John's dumb. John doesn't know the law. John can't afford a lawyer. John's got too many enemies to fight. We're not worried about John. No one's worried about John. Just for the record. Just for the record. Hello?
I made it to the big time, Patrick. He's coming to my house to get me.
Yeah, T.O. Hank, you're on the list. I don't know what to tell you. Godspeed. I hope you your family has a safe room.
I didn't say... All I said was, like, he's getting kind of stale. I just said it's a broken record.
You can't try to logic.
And then I asked him if it, yeah, and then he snapped out on me.
Yeah, you can't try to logic with the man.
Yeah. Let me do a shout-out. Teamster Tim, Mario, Movie Star Fingernails, and Jason Bentley. The Four Horsemen, baby. That's who we are.
And KB. Right, don't forget your boy KB.
He's not in the Four Horsemen yet. We got to jump him in. He's not in yet.
Shit.
All right, man. Later.
Later. That's T.O. Hank. No, I appreciate the warning and stuff. It's just like, yeah, it's all copyrighted. Let him come. I'm not dumb. I'm not. I have a lawyer. We're not scared of John's dumb threats. He doesn't have any leg to stand on with copyright. Matter of fact, I paused the theme song and commented on it. You know? So if anything, I've exactly fulfilled the requirements of fair use. Hello?
Yes. Hi, Big Sauce.
Hi, Big Sauce.
I wanted to remark that I think the reason you won't talk to Keanu is because if you talk to her, you'd get along with her, and you don't want to get along with her.
Yeah, maybe I'm scared of falling in love.
No, of getting along with people.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Okay. Is the Moody coming back?
Yeah, he'll be here in 2 days.
Okay, you two have a great chemistry.
That's great, man. Get a journal, okay? You don't have to call in for everything.
Uncle Patty, SJ is coming over.
That's right, Brat. You're mine now.
No, I don't like this game.
I too like this game.
I gave him my Lean Cuisines. You're just jealous of his nice lips. Probably. Steve C., I've been waiting for you to get into the John business. Love you, Fat, but why not Gina? I mean, look, there's only so many fucking hours in the day. There's only so many hours in the day.
State filing. And don't think that I'm going to fucking rest until justice is served. Okay? I don't fuck around.
Also, what's with this Clark Kent just got out of the pool look? You know, I mean, did you just shower? Did you just work out? What is it? What is it? And you're starting to look like everyone's worst version of their stepmom with the roots showing. You know, he gets into something later on in this show where he's bragging about going on a date last night. It's like that? I mean, you look like warmed over dog shit, dog. I mean, you look really rough. Like, you just like, it screams, I can't afford hair dye.
I don't.
If that makes any sense. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Milton.
Yeah.
Dude, why weren't you home? You could have proved to everybody that John won't do shit. Why weren't you home, man? You could have proved to everybody that he's a bitch.
Yeah, that's a great call. What were you doing? I mean, insane. Why weren't you home? Ah, man. Great call. Great call. Again, hey, John, folks. Soft timeout. Soft timeout. We don't want to get too aggressive with right angles. Soft timeout. Hey, John people, you might be too dumb to hang here.
I just noticed the viewer count's crossing 1,100. Let's get her back down to around 7-8. That's where Big Sauce is comfortable, okay? We've got too many idiots in the chat. We might, again, turning on the phones is a bad idea. I knew that. Hey, how come you weren't home? It is a great point. I would like to get into it. I wasn't. I have a life. How come I wasn't home 17 hours after John said he was coming over? I you're right, man. Don't worry. I haven't left since, and I don't plan on it. I've chained myself to the radiator. It's not even the right house. Maybe it is. I don't even know anymore. Which way's up? Which way's down? Of course it's the right house, I think. Whoa, I just got really lightheaded.
I never will. Ever. Lady K, he was all so giddy. Look, Kate, you got John. No, she didn't. She fucked herself.
What is his mom thinking in the other room? I'd argue this is probably the problem. You know, bad parenting just runs in this family. John's probably like a sneeze away from being trans himself. You know, and the more the Babadook gets upset, the more he just bounces his head and his little Christopher Reeves curls just keep boing, 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 you know, just in there yelling about Kate Meany and her mother. Kate Meany's an insignificant internet whore. Sorry. And Marianne Halford's an executive mother of an internet whore. I mean, what do you want? Imagine concern. I mean, imagine how old is John? I don't even know. 78. Like, imagine.
What up, Melton? You white bread or fate? Cracker motherfucker, how come you don't change your whole life to accommodate
Good
that
point.
Stuttering fool?
Good
you
point.
Crazy, whack ass, dumpy pimp like motherfucker.
Okay, so he's 58. He's almost 60 years old. And he's just screaming about a 24-year-old girl that he tried to fuck. And by the way, watching this show today, which is more of a Stuttering John show than I've ever watched in my entire existence heretofore. Sorry to get all legalese on you. Anyway, I never watched this much of John in my life. And what I realized is he's experiencing exactly what Kevin Brennan started experiencing about a year and a half ago, where he's like, for the first time in his life since Leno and Howard Stern, he's making a little bit of fucking money and he's losing his mind about it. It's given him some sort of megalomania god complex where he thinks like he's in like some upper echelon of earners. He can't stop, you know, Kevin and him both, they're earning about $15,000 a month. They can't shut the fuck up about it. They're screaming at the top of their lungs every chance they get, you know, like, I made $15,000 last month. I made $16,000 last month. You think I'm about to let that go? It's like, ugh. It's just pathetic. Did you ever think you'd be here? So he's losing his mind, and, you know, people try to strike his channel, and it's like, they're coming for my kids. They're coming for my livelihood. I'm making 80 grand a year. That couldn't happen unless I were a fucking mid-tier plumber. So you think I'm about to give that up? You think I'm about to give up tenured salary of a college professor? A private lesbian college professor. Jacob Ryan S., thank you for the super chat. You could have proved he won't do shit, but you left home. Yeah, I know. I mean, I really dropped the ball on it.
You want a nickname, Fatty Patty? Call me the sawed-off snot gun.
Oh, hey, Woods girl, buddy.
The sawed-off snot gun? That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Hello?
Hey, Big Sauce. It's Quad.
Hi.
why are you doing a Stuttering John show when I already bury him with my...
Okay, this is why we can't turn on the phones. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's got a bit they want to try. It's like, go to summer camp and really save up everything you got for the talent show at the end, okay? You know, start your own podcast, download your own copy of Slobs, and get it popping, okay? Rumble Studio has a very, very cool app you can download. You fucking nerds. You fucking nerds. Hey, we got a little bit to do. Okay.
Relax, Big Sauce. This is the easiest money you will ever make.
Okay. Thank you.
Listen, Fatty Patty. You don't get it. I'm not that stupid. I'm a magician. I create illusions, just not for an audience. I create worse illusions for myself. You all know I'm a pathetic loser, but not me. I just repeat what I want reality to be over and over and abracadabra poof. It's
if
magic.
If you want to see paradise.
I'm 58 and three quarters, you dumb fat fuck.
So he's about to be 59. Babadook.
Hey, buddy, what's up with you getting into the SJ biz? Only me and my garbage bag dipstick hacks can long-form roast SJ.
I must sadly agree, Melton. It's like a long summer's evening, one that crosses a meadow only once in an ocean blue-colored moon.
I, too, eat ass.
I don't know. You're right. I'm probably out of my depth over here. John's gimpy Halloween hand, Danish grandma who washes his hair with bacon grease. I do feel bad for his mom. It's just so pathetic. She's got to like just listen to this fucking idiot scream about the most inconsequential shit all day long. I gave him my link with these. John is coming back if you sodomize a picture of his mom, and this time, no talking, just sex. Just sex. You heard? Spectre NSRD gifting 20. Nobody likes his membership.
YOLO!
And now I can't make that come up on the screen. We're really, like, everything's getting fucked today. How do I ever make anything work right? I just, you know, this is embarrassing too. On my first day of John. This is my first day of John. On the first day of John. All right, so that's just not going to work now. I'll just eat my own asshole. I just suck my own dick. We can't put people's, super chats up. People will kill me if I can't put their chats up. They'll literally go like, hey, you can put my chats up. All right, there's your 20 things. You gave 20 membership.
I've made a huge mistake.
Hope you feel good about it. Thanks, Spectre. I do appreciate that. Slutter Butter. John can't handle the onion. Make him beg for mercy, Melton. I hope he actually finds your house and you defend yourself and do us all a favor. I'm not kidding. I'll kill him. Come to my house. I'll kill you if I'm here. You step on my property at me. I really might if he came to my house. I'll go out with a gun and a water gun. And I'll just start spraying him with a water gun. And I swear to God, if he comes at me, I'll shoot him. I don't give a fuck. Look it up. Stand your ground. Look it up. Look it up. I'll blow your brains out. I'm kidding. I'm going to aim center mass, of course. We're not going to fuck this up. We're not going to miss. I'm not a hot shot. I don't go for the head. Reels, gifting 20 Nobody Likes Onions memberships. Thank you so much.
Hello, exactly.
Thank you, Reels. What's going on with it? Why is it so low? We never get anything right on this program. I'm telling you. You made a horrible error being here tonight. It's just going to be a comedy of errors. Boo Boo Kitty. We hover
between he is really that retarded and it's a performative act. He thinks it's hilarious. No, but he actually has to be a little dumb. Like, he has to be a little bit dumb because, like, you would change up the act if you were smart. He's so stupid. Tiger Lily, member for 3 months. Join us, Melton. We all float down here. The Dabbleverse. Thanks, Pennywise. AWOL, member for 4 months. Hell hath no fury like a drunk midget retard scorned. Baba Asa. Baba Duke. Cindy's new member. Thank you. And Bedazzler, I too eat ass. Zach Hoffman's a new member. Thanks so much. Hit the like button if you're enjoying the program. Of course, if you're new here, you might be going, this is going to take forever. Yeah. Yeah. John's Jizzy Couch. I'll save a place for you to sit at DabbleCon 2. Yeah, I heard the sofa's making the journey.
Oh, you're in big trouble, Kate. Bruh, I filed on you hard. I filed an affidavit, a W-9. I even got a fucking X-file on you. Agents Mulder and Scully are going to be giving you a talking to. Cancer Man 2. I'm calling them all.
You know, it's a good point, John's Jizzy Couch. If you really do have possession of those couch cushions, like, get them to a lab and, like, just, can we extract what's in there? Could we get some sort of PPM check on cum and Doritos dust and tears? I bet it'd be interesting. Eric LeBaron, how dare you leave your home, go to where John was, tell him where you were, wait from how cow. I can't just keep going around with people. About
this is such a shit show. Fatty Patty, pull yourself together.
Shut up, stuttering bonbon. You don't even stutter.
I can't.
Shut your egg, McMuffin hole, Fatty Patty. It's time to gape.
Mama June, secretly, I want to crawl inside your cunt.
Mama June!
She went and fucked herself over at the ripe young age of 24. Her mother didn't want to help her. Lady K doesn't give a shit about her.
Again, why are you intervening between this child, adult, and her mother? You're yelling. Hold on. Let me get this right. You're yelling at the internet because a 24-year-old girl that you wanted to fuck who was playing you. Who knew, John? Who knew that a young, nubile, you know, even with that third tit nipple on her back, disgusting. That third nipple on her back's bigger than her front, too. So she didn't want to fuck you, and like usual, just like you did to Felicia today, you know, it's so pathetic. It gets revealed that you're trying to get laid everywhere you can. Any woman you come across, it turns out you're DMing about getting some drinks with the Baba Duke. Hey, you probably heard of me. I'm the Baba Duke. Would you be interested in possibly getting a drink or six? I personally can down 4 to 9 cases of Tours. Hello?
Imagine all the material you
don't
would have had.
It's the same guy as the before. Sketty Dude John, buckle up now, people. We're going to be here 7 hours covering 15 minutes of Stuttering John's show. Sketty Dude John's right. Sketty Tooth John is right.
I swear to God, if you guys tag on me 30 or 40 more times, I'm out of here. Then the Dabbleverse crumbles without the Duke.
Yeah, he's one of these guys, too. Again, John, everyone knows you're bluffing. Everyone knows you're full of shit. Everyone. You're not going anywhere. You've never made this much money in your life. You know, you're making 20, 30K a year substitute teaching. Now you're making 80K doing what? I guess the equivalent of bukkake porn, but street legal. Basically you appear for 2 to 4 hours a day and let the internet jerk off on you for $1.99 at a time. Do I have it right? For $1.99, you too can shoot a load on Stuttering John's insanely, insanely crumbling face. Do I have it right? Or what am I wrong about? Because all I do is watch people just lob cum at your face all day. and then you eat it. You put it on the screen and you go, you're not supposed to do that to my...
Shitwaya doesn't give a shit about her. Tookie.
When you have to burp in between insults, they don't really hit as hard. They don't quite slap.
He doesn't give a shit about her. Cardiff Electric doesn't give a shit about her.
Yeah, I never thought any of those people did. The only reason you gave a fuck about her is because you think she's hot and you can fuck her. And again, you probably can, you know, on the right day of the month, you know, if her mommy gets, you know, out of pocket and can't wire her enough money from Marseille, where the fuck she's summering. Anyway, the point is this, you know, like, I get it. Shoot your shot. But you're acting like a high school kid who got broken up with. Of course, none of these girls. I mean, it shouldn't be surprising every time you get rejected by these girls 30 years your junior. I mean, it's a numbers game, John. So you just got to keep grabbing rebounds and taking new shots. You don't have time to like spin out and do this, you know, months long escapade where you like try to ruin this poor girl. Again, you know, you're such a pathetic simp. That you're not only, you know, you're taking like extra simp steps. I've never seen anything like it. ESS. You're like doing all the normal simp stuff where you like send her money and gifts. Oh, let me get you a ring light. Totally cool gift. Totally normal gift for a grandpa aged figure to send a young lady, by the way. Totally cool. Totally normal. No, I just think she's so pretty. I gave her a blow dryer and a ring light. No, because I like the way your hair looks and I want you to shine on stream. No, it's not creepy at all. I just couldn't help but notice the way your hair shines and I want it to be shinier on stream. I just want your hair to be shinier on the screen. So really nutty stuff. But not only that, he did the, you know, the thing that Chad did. This pathetic, I've never been in a relationship, arrested development type of move where you're like, you know, you hang up, having these 7-hour long phone conversations. It's like, by the way, smart on Kate Meany's part. You know what I mean? Because that's the only way to ensure that John and Chad aren't recording the call as well. Because they could never afford a phone with enough storage to record 7 hours of calls. So good thinking, Kate Meany. Kate Meany, of course, has the 2-terabyte model because her mother bought it with her dad's gay money, right? Gay money. Anyway, the point is this. I can't imagine at age 30 spending up all night on the phone with a girl, chit-chatting and, you know, canoodling and giggling and sharing secrets and fears and hopes and dreams. The fact that Kate Meany's crying about Melton, and Melton hasn't done shit to you, bitch. Leave me alone. Maybe I will stop wishing rape on you. They always clip it and they go like, look what he did. It's not illegal to wish rape. It's not. It's illegal to organize it, pay a guy, you know, convince a team, tell people where she's going to be, have them jump her, pay a lookout. But no, you're allowed to get candles and Hostess cupcakes and wish rape all day long. Wishing and raping. They're two different things. Again, the main adjective, I don't want to get into this. The point is, I wish horrible things on Kate Meany. Somehow I wish a pack of wild wolves would descend upon the Upper East Side and tear her limb from limb like some sort of dystopian I Am Legend type of situation. Drag her carcass back to the comic strip, her family's business. Take just the 1/4 of her leg, just a single labia and drag it across one of the tables where a candle just flickers out that she had lit earlier with her ass in the air and a dustbuster in her hand. Flashlight down her pants, making out with another coworker. Sorry, that's what she does. That's just what she does. Too far? Guess I'll be going to jail. Guess I'll
I just blew myself.
Jesus fucking Christ, Matt!
Bees are beads!
You guys get me. Don't get mad at me just because I know how to use more colorful language. By the way, that's what this all boils down to. I make motherfuckers so mad they want to fight. I make motherfuckers so mad with my talking and my colorful, descriptive narrative stylings that I make motherfuckers want to murder me. Get better, orators. Get better, guys who are out there on the road and claim to be working headlining comics. Stop being so mad and wishing I didn't exist anymore and use your words. That's what you claim to all want to do for a living. Why not try it? They all just want to like, I can't handle Melton if that's how he's going to be.
Pat, please call me.
I will. I'll get right on that.
You need to know I have no real friends. Everyone that appears to be my friend is actually trolling me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Steel Toe. Steel Toe thinks he's popular because he's getting invited on shows. It's like, yeah, Maury Povich invited a bunch of train wrecks on shows too, stupid.
Joke's on you, Fatty Patty. I only want Pusey from the back of a man. I only want Kate so I could tickle monster her like I did that mutant first child who now hates me.
True.
Skull.
What a horrible father. And he knows it too. That's why he pickles his own fucking liver every day. You know, Deadbeat doesn't even begin to cover it. Imagine, by the way, Deadbeat, you know, hits harder when it comes to John too. I think that's why he gets so mad at Kevin Brennan calling him a deadbeat. Regardless whether or not he keeps up with his child support and stuff, you know, all the kids are adults now. But regardless of whether he ever kept up with the child support and stuff, you know, you fuck your kids up this bad and miss a payment here or there, or even pay less than even looks right. You know, we found out that Aaron Imholt pays $800 for three children under 10. That's not a lot of money to raise children. Clothing, food, school, transportation, supplies, activities, paying off camp counselors.
I meant to say rag on me 30 or 40 more times. Not tag on me, but I'm a complete fucking idiot.
I get it.
I messed that up.
We got it. Don't worry about it, John.
Pack it up. Pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win. Fatty Patty, you come to battle me. It's a sin. Long form, roast me sex, Steph. You uninspired hack.
Hey, buddy, just relax. There is an art to this.
There's an art to making me squirt Uncle Shuley.
Jesus
Christ. That's my job.
Jesus Christ.
I did. But she fucked me over. Like she did Brennan. Like she did Gino. Like she did Keanu. Like she did Kristen.
But she did all that before you wanted to fuck her and talk to her for hours and hours on the phone. So how fucking dumb are you? How much of a horned up old fuck are you then? I watched her fuck over Melton and KB and Keanu and Gino and Kumia. And then I was like in her DMs going like, we should get a drink. I think you're pretty. And now you're chimping out because you found out what everybody else already knew. Kate Meany's a dumb whore that can't be trusted. Oh, no. Oh, no. Try Google next time. It pops right up. Dumb whore shan't be trusted. And then we're all supposed to be proud that you finally learned your ABCs and the rest of the class can move on. We're not.
Carney. And the list goes on. Like she did Little Lemmy.
Right, right. The list going on makes you look dumber and dumber, old man. How do you not get that? This was all before you. Same with Quad. How are you watching your show? This is how self-involved this fucking idiot is. Same with Aaron Imholt. He doesn't even know when his own guests are clowning him. You know, like Quad's on there for a month. I was loving it. Every clip I saw with Quad eating his ass out, I was dying. I saw it from the beginning. Of course. Of course, Quad's. Quad's never struck me as retarded. That's honest. Every time Quad's called in here, he seems markedly more intelligent than Stevie Lou at all. So, you know, I knew from the beginning that Quad was fucking with him. And the minute, like, every stupid thing John would say, he would go like, yeah, you're right. 100%. 100%. Yep. Definitely, definitely, yeah, Melton's a bitch. Right? I mean, I loved every bit of it. So again, you're so involved with yourself and your listening skills are so poor, you couldn't see the guy on the screen right next to you clowning on you. It wasn't hard to see, Baba Duke. It wasn't tough to see at all. And it wasn't tough to, I imagine Kate Meehan on the phone, she'd laugh out loud at some of this stupid stuff you would say, and you would go like, no, I'm serious. Like you had made her laugh organically. You know, you'd be telling her some insane story about the three different creams you have to rub on your penis every night to stop it from glowing in the dark, or whatever disease you're carrying around today. But either way, you'd be telling her some story, and she'd like laugh out loud with disgust / curiosity. And you would like think that you had made her laugh because of something funny you had done. Like, no, Kate. Really? No, seriously. Seriously, Kate. No, seriously, for serious. Okay. We believe you. You're the only guy in the world who can't keep spitting his mouth to tell people how many hemorrhoids he has and how he's riddled with herpes sores and, you know, I mean, we get it. The creams and the salves and the shit you have to, just the oil and the balms and the, you know, I can't imagine the denture glue.
Like she did Ray DeVito. Like she did Chad Zumok.
And I thought after those 19 people, she'd have it out of her system. You're never going to believe it. She did it again.
She is fucked in the head.
No. She spent hours on the phone with you, and you think she might have a mental issue? Make a note of that, Ray.
Totally fucked in the head. And you don't cross the Duke.
You don't cross the Duke.
The Duke ain't gonna stand for that nonsense. No.
It never comes out. There's never a chick in the Dabbleverse who comes forward and she's like, Melton asked to take me out to drinks. Melton asked me if I'd meet him underneath the lockers. Sorry, bleachers. Inside the lockers. He can't fit, but he asked me to hide in there.
No, he will not.
All these guys that comes out, they're behind the scenes like, you know, I mean, Kevin Brennan was asking Ari Jane to get a hotel room with him for Hackamania. Stuttering John is asking every chick he meets to go out for drinks. It's like, yikes. I mean, you guys know how to make a girl feel special. There's one girl in my chat room I harass relentlessly sexually. That's KB.
I'm wearing my Yankee shirt today. My Derek Jeter Yankee shirt.
You stole it from Derek Jeter?
I'm on the way to the game. Garrett Cole pitching at Shitty Field where the Mets lose. I have over 1,000, 1,077.
Melton ran away from Kay at Hackamania, confirmed. She's so pretty, it makes me nervous.
1,140. Shitway, those are real. Unless they jump another 200 within 10 seconds, and we know that dildo is at his fucking antics again. Don't worry, I'm going to dress Fatty Patty soon.
Sooner than later. You never know when it's coming. Neither do I. It all depends on my hydration level and my BAC.
He is going to get what he wants.
Yes.
But first, let me talk about a few other things.
What am I going to get? I haven't even asked for anything.
I want a play something for you.
He types like Aaron Imholt. Dump, 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 dump. Enter. He just got to announce what keys you're hitting, though, while you do it. Aaron's worse because he'll tell you what he's pressing. MLC. Enter. You can't even tell if he's frozen. This is when Carl does that speed up thing. You shouldn't have to watch a guy in real time use the internet.
Now, I'm just going to say this.
Finally.
Brennan, I'm coming for you.
Again, like, imagine being 60 and doing this. He's 60. He's 60. The door's open. His mother is in her retirement home trying to die quietly. Just let me die. Just let me die. We don't have a mom, a John's mom voice. I guess we can use the queen for John's mom.
Hey there, big sauce buddy. I hope I'm not jumping the gun by announcing that Patrick will be joining the Shuly Network just in time for the July sweeps period. Welcome to the Uncle Rico Show.
Listen, I've thought about how to answer this. It's just dumb either way. It's dumb if I tell you I'm joining the Shuly Network, and it's dumb if I say I'm not.
It's true.
It doesn't even matter what the truth is because nobody will believe me anyway, so why even go into it?
Classic Big Sauce.
You know, they call me Big Sauce, but I don't even really come a lot.
I'm going to need you to focus and play the clip.
Don't bother him, Toe Boy. Otherwise, I'll need to shovel you back in my poop chute.
This is what I warned you about, Patrick. Stay the course and don't lose focus.
All three of you need to settle down before I cross-examine you. Over and over and over again.
I continue to eat ass.
I would argue that I'm just a different level than Shuly and Carl. Those guys have to do, like, you know, really, like, you know, consumable bite-sized content. I'm looking for deep dives. We're looking at fridge magnets, mom's toenails, John's sweat patterns, the two liver spots on his head, which are obviously getting worse. That whatever that thing growing out of his finger is, I imagine another finger. It's like a starfish or like when you get a weird McNugget at McDonald's, they're frozen together and then they got fried together. I don't know what it is. A bonus knuckle? Maybe it's lucky. You know? Make a wish. You know? I don't know. I bet it looks cool. And I bet when you're like shaking somebody's hand, it throws them off their game. Like in a business situation, you gotta like shake his hand. Like, yeah, I think we're gonna get something. Ah! Fuck! And then you feel bad because you screamed at a man's deformation. And now he can ask for a discount.
I'm not lying. I am coming for you.
You're not. You're not. Who, you and Rob Saul? And then are you, what, you're going to pay another guy to hold Rob Saul's wrists? What's going to happen?
You could think it's a joke. You could write me, bring my swim trunks. I'm not. I'm not bringing my swim trunks.
Whoa. I've never heard a more aggressive statement in my life. I'm coming, and I'm not bringing my swim trunks. Fuck. This dude's coming naked. Hog out. John Melendez wants to fuck. He wants to fuck.
I'm bringing the gun.
Okay, that's insane. That's insane. You look like the most fit guy in the pool in the movie Cocoon. Like, nobody does his arm circles like John. When do we eat?
That's what I'm fucking bringing.
Oh, you're not going to leave your arms at home? Okay. Fuck. Anybody seen Wilfred Brimley?
I'm bringing a goddamn guns. That's right. I was in the gym again today. Fourth day in a row.
Fourth day in a row. So the results are stacking on themselves by now. Hello. Hello. Believe it or not, my right calf is fucking iron from the drive here. Because I don't have cruise control and I had to ride my gas pedal like a bitch.
That's right.
Imagine driving. Imagine being John and you got a Mercedes because, like, Mercedes, right? I'm a celebrity. I should have a Mercedes. What's the cheapest one they have? C300? I'll take it. I'll take it.
Did the treadmill for 30 minutes.
Who did you? How many people had to come over to your house and help wind that thing back before you left?
Got it up to 8.5 incline.
Holy shit. Before what? It broke the machine? Or is that like as high as it goes? Are you one of those kids who goes in and just plays with all the settings?
Then I did biceps. Then I put...
Remember when you used to listen to podcasts in like 2006? And when somebody's phone was ringing, it would make like a sound on the podcast like... How does he still get that?
Then I did chest, inner thighs, outer thighs.
Bottom thighs, upper thighs, exer thighs, metastasize,
thighs,
extra large thighs, please.
Tricep curls.
Bicep curls. Indian burns.
I... I'm a lean, mean, fighting machine.
Prostate squats.
Dustin, don't worry about it.
I had 17 ecto coolers at the gym. What say you?
Don't worry about it. I don't give a frog's fat ass about my fucking hate.
How long do you think he goes to the gym on average?
You could hate me all the day long, but right now I got 12.
Are you okay?
192 people watching the Duke eat your heart out, Brennan.
I mean, I got almost that many people watching me watch it, and I didn't even tweet it out. I didn't even announce it anywhere. So I guess not really... crazy.
You're losing. I'm winning.
So what are you mad about? Again, I had the same argument when KB went through this I'm making so much money and I don't know how to deal with it, so I'm screaming phase, you know, this child tantrum shit that's going on. Because this is insane. I mean, this is not so behavior. But like, you have all this money and you're winning, but you're miserable. You're unhappy. You're screaming at the screen. Why? I'm not winning. I don't make near as much money as you. Okay. Why are you spitting everywhere?
Fact.
And also, like, do something with the money. Look where you're at. Again, you know, I get it. You came over. You saw my trailer. It's, you know, it's not much, but we try. We added a basement. And when you go inside, it's really nice. You know, it's like decorated and there's furniture. This looks like the lobby of a fucking Motel 6 somewhere in the mountains that you don't want to stop. We got a couch and a space heater. You're welcome to some coffee. Ain't got no rooms, but sleep on the floor.
I make more money than you.
And why are you mad?
I got more viewers. It only took a little while before people realized who was the talented one and who was the patsy.
And you're both idiots. You both just read super chats and that's your show. You're not even like Kevin Brennan made fun of clip shows and solo shows. And then he started making $200 to $300 a show. And now he's poor. And the only people he can afford are Felicia, who, again, you toss Felicia like some of those old old cartoon Garfield fish bones, and she thinks she got a really nice meal.
We got a fish lunch.
So, like, he's out of money. He's broke. He ain't paying. He's panicking. And then now you're fucking angry for no reason, but screaming that nobody's making money. And you realize, like, this comes from some sort of, like, panicky. He never had money. Let's be honest. He probably wasn't doing well over there, substitute teaching. He was driving Uber at one point. Jesus Christ. He was driving Uber at one point. You know, for all the pontificating basically, like, every time this motherfucker wants to meet somebody and introduce himself to somebody, he never stops coming over the top. He never stops coming over the top about his achievements and who he is and stuff. But it's like, again, no one would change places with this motherfucker. Who? Nobody would change places. A regular guy watching this show with a 40K job and a wife and two kids he can't wait to get away from when he goes to work would not change places with the Babadook. They wouldn't do it. This guy's miserable. He's alone. He can't afford enough hair dye to fix his fucking roots. It's fucking pathetic. He's going out on dates like this. Just blasting all his money away. He's bragging about tipping 35-40%. You know, showing off to these women who will never touch him. What are you going to do? Bring him back to old moms? You're so dumb. So you just, any money you do, we know you've never had money, loser. We know you've never had money. So stop acting like it. Look around. Look what you think is okay. We saw your furniture moving out of that shit box. It's like you lived in a cat tree. Every fucking part of it was like shredded. And you're just sitting around, and I imagine it just reeks of cat piss. That's why I think it would be interesting to get some sort of sample test done on that couch cushion. Just imagine the smell of this man's fucking body odor seeping into the burlap shitty cover on whatever fucking couch that is. With the most basic thin cushions, his shitty Canoga part. Apartment. Yeah, I'm just an hour and 28 minutes from LA. The heart of the action. Now he's like Chad. He's given up. He realizes he'll never be fucking booked anywhere. He's got no future. There's no way he can sustain this facade of living in LA. It's all going to come crashing down soon if he doesn't get the fuck out. So I don't know if that was a condo or he just had his mom buy him a house. Because everybody says that the house is in his mom's name, too. Now, look, everyone says my house is in my wife's name, and that couldn't be further from the truth. So, I don't know. I don't know what to believe. He admitted it, though, right? He came out and said his house is in his mom's name for tax reasons or something. I'm literally telling you it's not. But I don't know. I'm not sure, like... The fact that he's bragging about going out and tipping well and, like, eating at nice restaurants, he's got this new phrase. He's like, that's how the Duke rolls. That's how the Duke puts out. That's how the Duke gives. It's like, oh, so you've never had, you just never had money. Because no one with money acts like this.
You are the Patsy. The Pinky Patsy. The Patsy Pinky. And we'll get into the dingbats of the Dabbleverse. Kate Meaney and Kristen Carney and Felicia Gillespie.
Or not. We're skipping that.
The dingbats of the Dabbleverse. There is 1,335 people in my room now.
Fuck, hit the like button.
Why? Because I am the Duke.
Babadook.
That's why. You people have to understand.
See if we can get him to, like, take that name upon himself and think it's, like, cool. Yo, what's up, Babadook?
That the Duke delivers.
Da-da-Duke? That's close to Babadook. Da-da-Duke?
And I want to sing a little song.
Oh, God.
This is a song about Skeletor. Felicia Gillespie. A little song.
We don't really care about any of this stuff. We're going to skip forward here.
Brennan, you can learn something from me. Be funny.
Oh.
Be charismatic.
Where can we see you be funny? By the way, did you see somebody asked, holy shit, there's a clip. I must have been last night on Ray's show. Can't remember what I was watching. Maybe last night Ray's show with Tracy Jane. It's a perfect moment to show you who these comics are. Somebody, Ray asked Tracy when her next show is. And then she said when her last show was. And then she grabbed her date book and looked through it. And then she got so mad and flustered, she went, I don't know, leave me alone. Like Jesus. Right. So that's who all these comics are, man. They're like losers with nothing going on. And I bet you ask Felicia, it's the same fucking thing. You know, it's Ray, it's the same fucking thing. They've all got 6 or 7 clubs that they work at. They drive relentlessly on this fucking never-ending track around the Northeast, doing all these shit rooms for shit money, hoping to achieve something that's not coming. It's not even possible that it's coming. You know, we got a glimpse into Ray's head last year about, you know, possibly going on NPR or Jimmy Fallon. It's just like, what world are you in? You work bars in Ohio. Stand-up is dead and gay. It's dead and gay. Everybody can do it. It's not special anymore. There's no vetting. A guy who creates a TikTok account tomorrow, TikTok, and gets 1 million views can headline a club when you could never headline it, even though you've been doing comedy for 20 years. It's just the way it is, man. It's just the way it is. You want to drive around making $600 a month? Go for it, man. Go for it. Sell your little magnets and your download cards. I'd rather brush my teeth with a shotgun. That sounds fucking awful. Living out of your car, you have to pull over and fucking pump up your tire nonstop. I mean, this is a lifestyle Chad's trying to get back into now. Ray's doing it. Chad wishes he was doing it. That's what's insane. Chad hopes to soon be opening for comics again regularly. Holy shit. Tell me you've given up without telling me you've given up.
Colors. You don't have any of them. You whine like an old man and take pictures of Super Chats with that lady phone of yours.
You believe every screenshot you see, so... 6 of 1.
Embarrassment with your fucking bicycle and your flying nut outfit, flying nun.
So he's another one of these guys like Chad. He's just repeating things he's heard.
I would tell these guys that you're up to date with child support and all this shit is bullshit.
Oh, yeah, this is great. This is actually really funny. Hold on.
Real people, you don't get those numbers, Brennan. You don't. Brennan. You can learn something from me. Be funny. Be charismatic. Have colors. You don't have any of them. You whine like an old man and take pictures of Super Chats with that lady phone of yours. You're an embarrassment with your fucking bicycle and your flying nut outfit. Flying nun, either one works. And that fucking yellow bike helmet. And that fucking, those pink lady shoes, you are a lolcow.
This is like what a bully in school does when they can't think up any insults. Look at you with your fucking blue shirt and your fucking jeans on with the red tag in the back and your brown shoes with the stripes on it with your black socks and your wallet with the metal studs, with your hat, with the white accent marks. Are we just saying things and the color they are? Are you okay? How much of this is supposed to hurt me? You know, he called my shirt salmon. It's pink.
You're not the Duke. The Duke won't let these losers take me down. It's not.
Hi, I'm John Melendez. They call me the number two.
Not happening. It ain't. I am not letting anyone take me down.
So, again, I said it. He sounds like he's reached the point Kevin Brennan was about a year ago. We're here. We're here. Everyone's trying to take me down. It's like, we are? We're just pointing out you're a boob. You're a bumbling boob screaming. Again, your mom's dying soon. Can I put this into perspective for you, you old fuck? Stuttering John, your mother will be dead soon. You know, probably before the soup's cold. What are you what are you doing? You know, you're at the age where, like, every time you see your parents, you have to have that thought in the back of your head. I'm sorry, a sympathetic, normal, empathetic, caring, loving family member would think, this could be the last time I see my mom. And you spend every fucking waking hour hunched over on that sofa, on that laptop, Googling and reading screenshots and shuffling, just like Mubi, shuffling through a million false reports and fake information from a bunch of fucking idiots. Again, too stupid to know everyone's trolling you. When Kate Meany recorded you and turned on you, one of the first things you said, which was hilarious, was like, and I don't know why she would do that. You're a clown. You're not a real guy anyone's into. Honey, I know everyone has said it to you, but it's my turn now, right? You were never a real guy. You were never a talented guy, honey. You were hired at the Howard Stern Show to be a clown. And it was disappointing, but they found another role for you there. And they found out the stuttering was fake. And then you only hired by Jay Leno out of spite. Because after that, what happened after that? The Ubering? And the teacher job? Oh, honey. Yeah, no one's... What about all the stand-up kids? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, nothing, John. Nothing. Nothing. It was vaporware. That's your talent. It was never anything. It's one of those fucking things that happens where, like, a guy gets a good job and then that good job begets him another good job. But eventually everybody wakes up and goes, oh, we're paying this guy a lot of money and he's not really good at anything, so let's stop. And then literally you fall from $500,000 a year at Jay Leno to please tip and give me a 5-star rating. Would you like a bottle of water? Ouch. Ouch. I've never not worked for myself since I quit my job in 2009. How about you? How about you? I've never driven Uber. I've never had to fall back on that. I've always been self-employed. How about you? But you're rich and famous, though, right? Right. Right. A rich and famous guy who couldn't put up enough money to live and support himself, and his mom had to buy him a car, and then he had to drive Uber and substitute teach. Why couldn't you teach acting? Why couldn't you teach comedy? Why couldn't you work at a comedy club? Why couldn't you open a comedy club? You had money. Not good at any of that shit. Business, thinking, entertaining, words. Couldn't find a job at any of that. Had to drive people to the airport and teach third graders the order of the planets. No. Sounds like a deep well of talent, John. And we're all in denial, right?
Hey, pal, welcome to the Deadbeat Dads Club. Oh, him? That's Matt. He's cool. He's like my Theon Greyjoy. He used to podcast from his garage sale, but I took his favorite toy from him. Oh, how he cried when we took it away.
I'm not a deadbeat dad. Dark Knight loves me. Matt, stop staring at me. You're making Babadook tight in the shorts.
Circuit panel behind John equals poor. Is it? I don't think there's a circuit panel.
I saw something up here, but I don't think it's a circuit panel. And I don't know. Is this some sort of slider, like fader? I think these are vertical. These are like horizontal switches. I don't see that.
Babadook da dookie da doo da diggity babadi babadookie dookity dook.
That was worth another play.
Babadook da dookie da doo da diggity babadi babadookie dookity dook.
Oh god, I'm putting a pin in that one. That's just too good.
Babadook da dookie da doo da diggity babadi babadookie dookity dook. After I did my fat chick workout on the treadmill, I went into the steam room where a burly Arab man gave me a savage buggering. The Duke wins again!
Oh, God. Just imagine the cauldron of cum that is this man's bloody, shitty asshole.
As Duke, I decree no one shall take me down.
I'll take you down, down into the badlands of my vagina.
Yes, still eating ass.
You only have this many viewers tonight because I am out with Slam Piece. If you want to know, Slam Piece means someone I won't date or married. Vegas, baby, here I come. I saw your house, Melton, Stuttering John showed us. I am ready to box at the UFC at the MGM Grand. Another win for the toe. Kuehl.
Set up the match at the MGM Grand and we'll fucking do it.
I've been patient and waited through all this horse shit. By the power of many, my coven of lesbian space witches will end your cross-country trip of stuttering and haberdashery.
I'm not scared of you, Pastor Gross. I know the ways of the Wookiee.
You know the way of my fist up your ass?
I still eat ass.
Only when our legs have rotted off shall we truly dance. All our great spiritual leaders are dead. Moses is dead. Muhammad is dead.
No more Bible Buddha stuff, is please. Dead. Jesus.
The Reverend Jim Jones is dead.
Jesus.
And I'm not feeling so hot myself. I am what you might call a controversial figure. People either hate me or despise me. Or...
Is this true? Is this true?
Prepare to be roasted.
All right.
What does Kate Meany's sex life and Patrick's diet have in common? Something about Coke and bacon. But I haven't worked it out yet.
Pick up a
Even
pen.
You've got to admit, that's pretty good.
Pick Shut the pen. Fuck up, Stevie. You are embarrassing me.
For the record, I never signed off on Stevie Lou.
For the record, I never signed off on Stevie Lou.
Man does not hear with his ears. He hears with his hind leg.
Johnny sits our floppy cow udders. My son Johnny is such a good father. Sentence Asa has never uttered. That's his mom, right? Asa? Johnny R. Stitz, our floppy cow utters. I'm so glad Johnny is home. Sentences Asa has never uttered. Johnny Sitz, our floppy cow utters. I can't wait until John comes to visit. Sentences Asa has never uttered. And then one more time for fun.
Babadook da dookie da doo da diggity babadi babadookie dookity dook.
Oh, I'll take it. I'll take every fucking bit of it. All right, are we caught up here? We are in medicine with Dr. Steve. Thanks for becoming a member. This guy, thank you for becoming a member. Appreciate that. Zach Holman. What is this? 7600 SIMD. Thank you. Zach Hoffman. This man profusely sweats after taking a shower. That's what I'm trying to figure out. He looks too wet for it to be like gym sweat. Are you picking up Ray on the way to DabbleCon 2? I can keep him in the motorhome once you get here. I would do that for the right amount of dollars. You know, thank God Chandler exited the Dabbleverse or whatever the fuck this is. Colin Madden, member for 8 months, was a Stern fan until Artie left and followed Artie's feuds with Stuttering John post-Stern 2016-ish. So I guess I'm a John guy to some degree. All I can say is that I can't confirm 100% he sexes his mom on the reg. I think that's true. That's why he gets jealous when I talk about pleasuring her so much, you know? Running my tongue over her centrum silver pubes and sucking off the sweet, sweet beads of sweat as they run down her supple, old, wrinkly, happy trail. And I slowly work my tongue up her leathery body to her moon-like nipples covered in
bumps and craters. Ahoy! Sorry, I got lost there. Vitamin Dealer, new member. Thank you for becoming a new member. We appreciate that. Hit the like button and tell a friend about the program. We do have a rewards and affiliate program, except that we do not. And I made that up.
I'm a survivor. I'm a fighter. I don't quit. And I stay focused on you.
Hold on, write that down. That could be a sound, a song. I'm a survivor.
Yep, because I think justice should be served cold by the Duke. So don't worry, Pinky. When you least expect it, expect it.
Okay.
You don't know when I'm coming. You don't know where I'm coming. You don't know what kind of...
Again, no one's worried about it. You old fuck. Again, you can't go anywhere without wringing your hands about it online for days. Bragging about the Spirit credit, talking about how much trouble you had booking the ticket, complaining about the 19-hour layover in Fort Lauderdale. We know, we know. We'll be ready, and we'll have plenty of time. Nobody, literally, it's going to be like this. All right, John's outside. He's on his way. Everybody be quiet. Everybody be quiet. That's what it'll be like, you clown. You fly Spirit. Shut up. You're fucking poor. You're fucking poor. Look around your house. You're poor. You're poor. The equipment in this room costs more than your life. You're poor. You can't afford towels to dry your head off. You're fucking poor, dude. You're fucking poor. That's why you're freaking out about making 80K. You're losing your mind. You're losing your little fucking Melendez-y brain. I swear to God, be careful. You might make enough money to turn your daughter back to a normal girl. Your son. Turn your son back to a normal... Turn your they back into a them, if you know what I'm saying.
Plan I have for you, I do. I know the plan. I know the time. I know the day.
That explains all the sweat. It's a lot of information to keep track of. You're doing good, John.
I know when. And you're going to shit your fucking pants.
Jesus Christ, you're like a celebrity Ouija board.
Trust me. I'll give you the option. I'll give you the option. I'm going to say, apologize.
Oh. Again, imagine being 60 and living your life parading around the country telling people to apologize. First, Brennan, I'm coming to you, and you better apologize. And then, Melton, you're next. You better apologize. I have half a mind to, like, if he did come just to walk out and go, like, yeah, I'm really sorry about that, man. I didn't mean it. What would he do? What would he do if I just point blank apologized? He'd have to go, like, all right, then. And just turn around and walk away? That would almost be funnier. If he flies all the way here and goes, now apologize. And I go, like, yeah, no problem. Sorry about that, man. Love your kids. And then he just goes like, right, because that's what I thought. And then they start like, you know, it's like Chad. You can't, they don't really want anything. You'll hear him make 90 demands of me today. The whole thing just keeps changing.
Right now. That's what I'm going to say to you, Kev. Get ready to hear these words.
Did he just jerk off a giant onto his chest? Get ready to hear these words. I seen it.
Apologize now.
Right now. On my live stream.
And I'm going to be very close to you when I tell you this. Pinky, apologize to me now. And then you're going to be...
Can you imagine doing this? Being a grown man and doing this? Running around the... It's literally Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back where they're going around, you know, fighting everybody who talks shit about them on a forum. That's what John is. He's like an old man who doesn't understand the internet. And he's like, you think you can just say things about me on the internet? Yeah. Huh. Well, lucky for you, I've got a lot of spirit vouchers. And I'll come to every one of your houses and beat every one of your asses. There's no limit to the amount of time I'll neglect my mother and children to settle these petty internet wars. I'll never talk to my kids again. I won't go to my own mother's funeral if that's what it takes to make sure Fatty Patty apologizes to me. Fuck my kids. Fuck my mom. That old bitch, she'll be there in another 10 years, probably. I have things to do. Right now, it's important for me to do two things. Prove Kate Meany has a hula hoop. Like, what's going on, dude? This guy's so lost.
Given a choice, do you apologize?
Like, again, you're not my kindergartner teacher. You spent too long teaching kids. Write me up, old fuck. Write me up. Send me down to the principal's office. I don't care. You're like, you have a choice. Are you going to apologize? I'm not. Now what, old fuck? I'm not. Now what do we do? Now that you picked the wrong wand, or the wrong wand picked you, wink. And it didn't work, and we all realized it's just a fucking limp dick in your hand that never had any power. What are you going to do? Kevin Brennan better apologize. He ain't. Well, then Melton better apologize. He ain't. Well, then Rocco better. Babadook. Babadook. I mean, what are you going to do now?
Or do you play tough guy? I'd rather you play tough guy. I'd rather you play tough guy. Because then it'll get interesting. And I'm well equipped for that. But if you choose to apologize, then I'm going to...
John, I'm home all this weekend. This is 4 days notice. Come this weekend. Come to Vegas this weekend. And again, so there's no mess ups and no confusion. Name a public place to be and a time to be there. So there can be no mistakes. Don't do this thing where I'm gonna come up when you least expect it. Okay, idiot. I mean, you're going to miss me again. So, like, how's it work? What you're advertising is, like, essentially a sucker punch to everybody. Kevin, you're not going to know when or where, but I'm going to be very close, right up in your face, and I'm not going to be talking this time. Okay. Okay.
Say to you, don't ever call me a deadbeat again.
You are, though. You are. In one way or another, your kids did not get what they need from you. That's a fact. That's a fact. Or else two of them wouldn't have come out screwed up. Two out of three are screwed up? And by the way, that old mom, does she ever get to see them? Again, do you ever do anything that involves, like, your family and is not, you know, some stupid, selfish, self-involved internet battle you have going on to protect some imaginary honor you still think you possess? Again, you're a washed-up, poor clown. A poor clown. Poor. You're poor. You don't have any money or time to be worried about things like Kate Meany and her mother. Why don't you see if those fucked up kids can go see that grandma? Why don't you get that grandma out to the West Coast to see those fucked up kids? I mean, Jesus Christ, the lack of a father figure, the lack of a stable mother figure. You know, I imagine Susanna's a fucking alcoholic mess. I have no idea who she is. Just by the fact you call her Susanna and the way you talk about her, I imagine she's a fucking glug, glug, glug nightmare.
Okay, it's defamatory. It's untrue. I was just talking to my ex-wife.
I doubt it.
She's telling me how I would have,
I would tell these guys that you're up to date with child support and all this shit.
Up to date with child support? You don't have any children. All of your children are grown. You don't have any children, John. These are adults that came out of your dick.
Bullshit if I ever did these shows. I know, Susanna, but the problem is they'll attack you even more.
She's remarried with her shit together. Yeah, I remember when he called her and he was on the phone with her in Atlantic City. He just bugs her night and day. Night and day. But Keith is right in the chat. She married him. I mean, she's retarded. This guy's never been with it. This guy's been retarded since birth. But, like, he makes Casey Armstrong almost look stable. You know what I mean? Like, this guy might be the biggest idiot in the D-verse. It's tough to know who's more out of it. We might do a poll.
If you tell the truth and tell him what a great dad I've been and what a great fucking person I am, that'll irritate these assholes even more.
Listen to this logic. I was talking to Susanna, and I was telling her, like, all these guys think I'm not up to date on child support. And then Susanna was like, that would annoy me. I'll tell them that you're up to date on child support. And I was like, no, Susanna. That'll just upset them more. Okay, go on.
Because they don't want to hear anything good about me.
It'll upset them more because they don't want to hear anything good about me.
They just want to hear the negative.
They just want to hear the negative.
They want to hear the lies.
They want to hear the lies. That's why I go live every day screaming at the people who lie, telling them to fucking stop, and they better never say it again. Okay, so you want me to tell them that you're up to date on child support and tell them the truth? No, Susanna. They couldn't handle that. That would make them more mad. They don't want the truth. They just want lies. That's why I go live every day telling them to shut the fuck up about lies about me and don't call me those names because they're lies. Right, so you want me to come out and tell the truth about you? No, Susanna, because they don't want to hear that. That would make them more upset because they just want to hear lies. That's why, Kevin Brennan, you better stop fucking lying about me and never call me a deadbeat again because it's a lie. Well, I could just tell them that you're not a deadbeat and you're up to date on your payment. No, Susanna, because they don't want to hear that because it's... Makes sense? Makes sense to me, I think.
They want to hear the horse shit. So, Pinky, when I get in your face, you're gonna have a choice. Either you apologize and you stand back and you don't call me a deadbeat again. I don't appreciate that word. Okay? Especially out of you, because you don't know the facts. You just know a one-sided fucking legal fucking dispute. Lance and I are fine. We're amicable. We cool. We talk for an hour. We're good. So don't think for a minute you're going to fuck with me. 1500 KB, you fucking lame, flying nun outfit wearing fuck.
You piece of shit.
That's what I got in my room. Because the Duke delivers. You don't have any idea what's coming.
Okay, I did put up a new poll just for curiosity. I want to know who the biggest Dabbleverse idiot is. Choices are Stuttering John, Kevin Brennan, Casey Armstrong, Shuli and Artie. Text tips at supertip.gg/NLO will allow you to vote. And we'll see those as they come in. I'm interested to know.
I'll bring you legends back in a couple of Winnie Mandelas.
Amidst such noise, remember, Punk. Melton, to focus your energy and stay ever vigilante.
I will.
We all share this stage called life.
The grift.
I have chained myself to your melody.
These lights will guide me home.
These lights will guide me home.
These lights will guide me home.
The best thing about making white
inside my own mother, and she won't have to get another abortion,
Jesus.
And I won't have any more mutant kids that I abandon. The Baba Duke is a Baba deadbeat. And that's a fact, Jack. Skull.
Is that the theory? That he fucked his mom so much, the kids are his mother's? And that's why they're all fucked up? Because they're like inbred? Is that true? I had no idea he was like raw dogging his own mom and dripping cum inside that old bitch. That's big if true. That's really big if it's true.
You don't. Now let's get back to the tape.
Is that why she's always walking to the bathroom in the background? She's like, you know, she has to duck walk herself to clean herself up because of all the retard cum dripping out. Is that true? Ah. All right, I don't want to do Felicia Gillespie. Let's see how we skip forward here.
It's another impetus for me to jump on the show because I just thought it was so fun.
Fucking balls now? You think I don't have Rocco by the balls now?
I mean, what? What's going on?
But seriously, I mean, come on. I mean, I'm a catch. Unlike that goofy lawyer who finally admitted he should not have crossed the Duke.
What? what? All right, I think we got to go to 30 minutes. And then we're going to get to me.
I'm your lawyer. I guess the Alabama lawyer must have served, sent Shitware, and now it's being handled in California again. I have
no contest.
Him. All right. So, here it is. Here is my apology to Fatty Patty.
Okay. Okay. He wrote this, too. I'm going to need to smoke weed for this.
I was thinking about Nobody Loves Onions, asking a profound apology for you and how you could turn it into... Okay, here we go, sorry. Here we go, sorry. I was thinking about Nobody Loves Onions, asking me for an apology. And here we go. Okay. I wrote this out because...
You're on, John!
I wanted it to be very poignant.
Guy really is becoming Kevin right before our eyes. Can't focus, giant swaths of time where not a sound comes out of his mouth. A goo-boo goo-boo. A goo-boo goo-boo?
I want to take a moment to talk about someone incredibly special to me.
I'll wait!
My mother.
She's special to us both, bro. She's special to us both, bro. I was in the bathroom with your old mom the other day, and she had just gotten out of the shower. Now, look, I don't want to be crass and treat her with the disrespect or anything, but her body, man, I swear to God, when she gets out of the bath and, you know, she's got one of those walk-in, walk-out tubs from the TV, and when she steps out onto that bath mat, oh, my God. To watch the glistening hard water ripple down each and every nook and cranny, creek and crevasse of that old woman's gross parchment-colored skin all the way to the ground, just taking different channels and grooves as it does its thing, you know, gravity forward, and it just inches its way to the ground. Cascading off of her like water coming down a mountain, like the most fucked up, lubed up Plinko board you've ever seen in your life. Which way would it go? And it pools around her feet, and I gently towel her off and help her into her orthopedic panties. And I pull her close to me, pancaking her already flattened breasts between my stomach and her waist. And I pull her close, so close I can feel her mustache just ripple against the bristles of mine. That's why they call it a lady catcher. And then I just gently shake my quivering tongue out from my mouth, putting it up against her cold, blue, wet lips and whispering gently, "Got him! I'm gonna fuck your old mom. I'm gonna fuck your old mom." That's what's
going on. Not only my mother, but
sorry,
also the.
Sorry about that. I get carried away with these. With this Stuttering John's mother fan fiction I'm getting into.
Grandmother to my three amazing kids. She was my biggest cheerleader when I joined Howard Stern. The greatest radio show on the face of the planet.
Whoa.
She provided unwavering emotional support.
When and again, he's reading this. He wrote this down. And the best part is, wait till you see. Well, I have a theory of why he wrote this down. A, he can't remember this many beats, like in a speech, but the main reason's coming up.
I recorded my first album on a major label, that label known as Atlantic, same label that signed Led Zeppelin and Velvet Underground.
My comedy album was on the same label as Led Zeppelin and the Velvet Underground. Okay.
My mother was my rock when I appeared in a major motion picture, and my heart and soul when I moved to Hollywood to work on the most successful late night show of all time. My mother has been nothing short of amazing, and I would do anything to protect her.
Bing.
So with that in mind, I want to sincerely apologize.
Wow. So there it is, everybody. He said, "I'm sorry," and we won't be doing the wall. And I respect that. I respect that. So thanks for coming out tonight, everybody. We really appreciate you being here. Hit the like button on the way out. Now, of course, we're going to watch this for hours because it gets good.
So nobody loves onions. I sincerely apologize that you're a fat fuck. Captain Hunch, I apologize that zero people love you.
Fuck. So much- fuck. Captain Hunch is pretty funny. We might make shirts.
To the point that you have to lie about being married.
They're just going to have epaulettes and stuff up here, but they're going to be actual candy.
Patty. I'm truly sorry that you're so fucking fat. Before God said, "Let there be light," he asked you to move first.
Okay, so this is why I think John wrote this down. He went and stole a bunch of, like, "Your mama's so fat, the dozens" jokes. And then he doesn't even do them right. So get ready for a few unoriginal jokes that John looked up on the internet. Again, one of the best roasters I've ever fucking seen in my life. Just a very, very stable man. Oh, wait.
Emotional damage.
Patty. I am truly sorry that you're so fucking fat.
Thanks.
That you need a boomerang to get a belt around your waist.
How would that help? A boomerang doesn't even have hooks or anything. That wouldn't really. Hold on, guys. He's scrolling to get to another joke.
Patrick Mountain.
Mountain.
I'm so sorry.
They call me Big Sauce in the street.
That you can't even buy your own fucking house.
Ah!
You fat fuck.
I mean, this is starting to really hurt.
Back fat, Pat. I'm sorry. Your mother died in childbirth trying to launch your hunch.
Too soon, dude. Too soon. Too soon. We lost a good hunch that day. It was our first launch. Exploded 5 miles into the sky. Rained down blubber over 6 towns, 14 counties.
Out of her vagina. In all seriousness, Patrick.
He wrote this like a roast. There's the... Mark my words, he stole all this from a roast. That's the giveaway line right there. Because that's the point in a roast where you say something nice and leave. In all seriousness, Patrick, that's when you say, like, your goodbye. He literally cut and pasted from a roast. This is fucking insane how uncreative and lacking in talent this guy is.
I genuinely apologize that your career is much like your exercise routine. It doesn't work out.
But see, it doesn't work because he just put another fucking roast joke there. But he said, in all seriousness.
So in conclusion.
So now it's back to in conclusion.
Fatty Patty, let's get one thing straight. There will be no apology. If you want to make fun of an 87-year-old woman.
I do.
So be it.
Okay. So again, now I have permission from you to make fun of your children and your mom. What are we upset about? What are we upset about? If you want to make fun of my mom, so be it. Right? You just said it. And then earlier today, you had another announcement. If I remember, is this it?
And you know what? My kids are smart. Suzanne and I raised them well. And I'm not going to do it anymore. So I don't give a fuck. Fatty Patty, go ahead. You want to trash my kids? Go ahead. Dookie, go ahead. I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't care. It just shows what cowards, Lady K, just shows what cowards you are.
Okay.
And Rocco, you have kids. You have 2 children. You should be ashamed. But you're not, because you're not smart.
So there we go. I have permission from you to make fun of your children. And I have permission from you to make fun of your old mom. What are you mad at, retard? Do you even know, you old fucking idiot? Are you okay? Maybe we should have you put into some involuntary hold. The 2 things that you claim to be the most mad about, you've signed off on me doing. I can make fun of your mom and I can make fun of your kids. You don't care. So, Anonymous says, this is not a sincere apology. I plead with you to not abandon the wall idea. I was kidding. Mikey said, to the greatest show. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Anonymous says, John's mom is vested in the title of his house. Vested?
Hey, Kevin, put your man meat inside me and call me a deadbeat.
Oh, God, John, it's like I'm humping a cherry cobbler, but you are a deadbeat.
Fill me up, Daddy. Fill me up, Daddy. Fill me up, Daddy. Skull.
I love you, deadbeat.
Fill me up, Daddy.
My mother loves me, Melton. She makes my coffee just like I want it. She washes and folds my clothes. And when needed, she juices my hemorrhoids.
Ah. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that. Jesus Christ. Does John's mom have to relieve his anal glands? Does she have to go get Bounty paper towels and squeeze John's bloody ass veins? Does she have to get in there with her teeth and siphon out the blood into like a bucket Like that one guy, one jar video from the early 80s. Drive-by says, without a doubt, it's stuttering fucktard. Yeah, where are we at with the poll? Well, let me get rid of this comment so I can see if there's anything down below. No. A little bit of faith in Kevin Brennan, though, here. Kevin Brennan's not a non-zero factor in this equation, according to people. Tiff says, stuttering John is by far the worst. Ladies and gentlemen, Journey says, Acumugan. Appreciate it.
Fatty Patty as Duke of the Dabbleverse. I am forever grateful for giving me such a platform. Congratulations on so many live viewers.
Well, how many we got?
1, 2K is nothing. I pull a cool million across YouTube, Rumble, Morse code, and turkey calls.
I still eat ass.
Jesus Christ. Brian K says the Hills have Coors. And Peter Sky Parker, of course, voting for Stuttering John. Oh, and Ray. Yeah, we shouldn't. Ray's not really an old Sterny, though. So I'm trying to. I guess the question should have been an old Sterny. What do they call them? Sterngineers? Sterninites? Stern.
And you know what? My kids are smart. Suzanne and I raised them well.
Why is that playing again? I want to play the one I want to play.
I think it's disgusting. But coming from a blob like you, it shouldn't be a surprise. Just be reminded, there is such a thing.
Imagine wagging your finger at a laptop. It's almost as embarrassing as screaming at a house.
As karma.
Why does he keep showing that? John, no one's fighting you, you old pathetic fuck. Again, no one wants to hurt you. You're 5'7", you know, you built like Gargamel.
No, not caramel, you fat fuck.
Gargamel.
Karma.
Oh, okay.
Not caramel. Stop licking your lips. I know you thought caramel.
Oh.
You fucking pile of pus.
Oh, Jesus.
Karma. You might want to look into it. And Fatty Patty, just remember.
Will looking into it help? Fuck. I just got word that Melton looked into karma. So now all my plans are off.
I don't negotiate with terrorists, especially fat ones, you fat fuck.
But everybody has to negotiate with you? Right.
Melton, I walked in a restaurant last night with my date, and 15 people came up to me and wanted to talk to me.
In a minute, it's going to be 25. I shit you not. Half the restaurant.
What does anyone ever say when back fat Pat walks into a restaurant other than, oh, fuck?
Not a fucking word. They know better.
Do we have enough food? There is my apology.
Oh, he's another one of these idiots who has to bite his tongue while he does something on the computer like Ray. Again, another, like, just sign of a mouth-breathing tard. And no one ever says anything about you when you come into a restaurant other than, do we have enough food? Yeah. So anyway, it's like, did you just bite your tongue like a fucking 4-year-old while you hunted for something on a screen? Just checking.
Fat fuck. You want to make fun of my mother? Go right ahead. But I promise you.
No, Ray does the same thing while he's hunting his screen. We got to watch him chew his tongue like the wettest beef jerky ever.
I'm going to see you very shortly.
You're not. You don't have a way to get to me that doesn't involve a 24-hour layover somewhere and 6 connections. And even if you do come, I know you're not going to have a carry-on because it costs extra. You fucking poor bitch. You're poor. You couldn't get to me if you wanted to. You're poor. You heard?
And when I do, I'm not going to talk this time.
When's it going to be? 2027? When are you going to save up enough Spirit Airline miles to go give Melton a piece of what for?
There will be no talking.
Okay.
There won't be a... I won't say a word.
I'm not even kidding. I'm walking out with a gun and a water gun. I'm going to spray you with a water gun. If you step foot on my property, I'm killing you. The invitation is rescinded. I'll murder you. I'll straight up murder you. And then make a Stouffer's pizza in my little heater, my little air fryer.
That's a fact, Jack.
I got a wet dry vac. I'll clean up the body, feed you to my dog. We're having John treat.
So when you want to do this mom thing, know that I warned you.
You just said I can do the mom thing. Now there's a warning? Honey, you got to get your policies down on paper. I'm going to need a pamphlet or something because I feel like we're going around and around in circles. And again, why wouldn't you with a fucking retard like this? You want to do the thing with my mom? Go ahead. You want to do it 5 minutes later? You want to do it the thing with my mom? You've been warned. Well, which is it? Which is it? Do I have a permit to shoot or don't I?
I'll be seeing you soon. Okay?
Oh, God.
That's a promise.
Okay. You're poor!
Brett, it's a promise. I will be seeing you soon. Capiche? So
I know you're concerned for me, Kay Fern. I appreciate it, but I promise you, being up for a murder charge of stuttering John Melendez will be the funniest thing in my fucking life. And if I get put on the fucking chair and murdered because of it, I what a ride! What a ride! So I appreciate your concern. I'm not kidding you. This guy's a nut. He's made a million threats. I've never made one fucking move to him. I'll murder him. Straight up. Straight up. He's a nut. You've got to be a nut to go to someone's house.
Just
especially in Nevada. Again, my house or not. Ding dong, you're rolling the dice. You're rolling the dice. So, like, I'm really not worried about it. If somebody said to me the other day that they're like, I live right around the corner from John's mom's house. I'm going to go over there and do something. What should I do? And I said, don't. I said, don't. That's insane. Don't do that. Like, look, I'm not saying it wouldn't be funny, and I get it. I understand. Everything we do to him is to get a reaction out of him. Let him do the inappropriate reactions. I'm not kidding. That's how people die. That's how people get fucked up and find out. Let it happen. Let it happen. I mean, again, this won't happen because he's poor. He doesn't have the money to be jet-setting back and forth across the country to settle scores and demand apologies. It's a pipe dream. It's like the lawsuits. And again, who's he fighting against? Can we get back to Dr. Steve? You know, why does this guy get off the hook? More investigating Dr. Steve. You know, why so many people like him? What's he up to? What's that all about? Get off of me. Get off of me. Get back to Dr. Steve plus Kate Meaney and KB, and Keanu and Gino, and Stevie Lou, and Quadfather. Right? Right? You're going to, all those people you're going to get. Oh, and Cardiff Electric. Get Cardiff Electric. And Chad.
My mommy just gave me a congratulatory handy because I just learned how to use a big boy toilet. No more litter box for the deadbeat Duke. Skull.
$10 from Anonymous. His tongue biting is insufferable. Anytime he says the word th or just with a T at the end, his giant Leviathan tongue muscle slobbers out of his mouth. Oh, God. Hit one if you hate stubbering John. That's what people are doing today in this chat. They were sitting in super chat saying, hit one if you don't like stuttering John.
No. that when you see me, you don't have to say, don't even think about apologizing. Don't even think about it. I'm going to see you soon. I will never fucking apologize to you.
So just to be sure, what we've got is you better apologize or I'm coming to beat you up. Go ahead and make fun of my mom. If you make fun of my mom, you've been warned. And don't even think about apologizing. I'm coming anyway. Oh. Okay. DK is giving a $100 one. Imagine spending $100 just to hit one. Oh, boy.
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
We do, DK. We do. DK was an executive producer yesterday. He missed it. He missed everything.
John, I found a genie lamp and could give you your daughter back, but you're such a blithering idiot. I wished for sunflower seeds instead.
You fat fuck. You
say it to my gunt.
Apologize to me when you were shitting your pants in Atlantic City. Oh.
Yeah, but unlike you, I brought more than one pair of pants. So joke's on you. I brought a pair for shitting.
You were fucking terrified of me. Wait until I see you soon. This time it's not going to be me in front of your house.
And apparently Dirty Deeds hangs out with Stuttering John now? Didn't Dirty Deeds used to like this show? And now Dirty Deeds is like a Stut Show sim? Jesus Christ. I can't keep up with it. I can't keep up with it. Or maybe he's playing him? Who knows? It's hard to find. It's like Chad. It's hard to know, like, are there actually Chad fans? And then somebody's like, well, Bill from Jersey. And Dirty Dalish.
Asking you to come out. When you least expect it, expect it.
Yeah, I mean, I least expected it at 6 p.m. on a Saturday night after 24 hours before you said you were coming. So, yeah, I guess I'll least expect it when I least expect it. Can I get that on a keychain or? Whoa. Did you see him? He almost did this, but he's like, that could be a threat. So, again, this is what mommy made. This is what your mommy made, John. A 60-year-old man. Did you think? Do you think that when she had you, she was like, I hope in 60 years I have to buy him a house to live in with his cats? That's right. He's super fucking gay. It's like, it might be, you know, like, it might be that he's gay and it just runs in his genes, you know, and that he suppressed it so much that he's got all this anger and rage because he's never had the joy of sliding up and down another man's shaft, you know, and then he like rage fucks his own mom's dry, disgusting rot pocket. Rot pockets. And then, you know, we may never, ever, ever know. We may never find out. But being possessing this little control of your emotions at this age, where you could even be caught on stream making this face. How do I? I'm going to just show you. Like, watch his inability to control himself.
Asking you to come out. When you least expect it, expect it.
So he's going to punch his own fist, but what he realizes, this looks dumb. Nobody punches like this. So it should have, you know, he should have been coming in like this, a baseball and glove style. But he's already up like this, and he realizes, oh, fuck. Nobody's going to believe ham and cheese crisscross. What are you, you know, nobody's going to believe. What's he going to do from here? So he goes into this weird, you know, almost autistic shake. Maybe like he's jerking off two guys behind his back because he loves the warm sensation of cum running down his back. Let's see it. I'm a big kid now. Again, imagine letting anything get to you so much you make this Cro-Magnon chimp face. Imagine letting anything get to you to the point it makes you do this against your will. What the fuck? What the fuck? Bink! I mean, nothing's ever gotten me like that in my life. Nothing could ever make me just go, oh! Complete chimping out over here. Look at that.
Munchichi, munchichi, oh, so soft and cuddly. With the thumb in her mouth, she's really neat. Fun to wiggle his little feet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy, happy munchichi.
I love you, munchichi.
Munchichi girl doll and boy doll are each sold separately from Mattel.
Let me guess, you're the boy doll. Look at the boy doll. Mino like Melton. Ooga booga. John Chi-Chi, John Chi-Chi. Oh, Brian Landon, we need it. John Chi-Chi, John Chi-Chi. Ooh, so soft and cuddly. And he stays at his mom's house. He stays at his mom's house all day long. Streaming and streaming and singing this song. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, 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 yeah, yeah. Look at him. Look at him. What the fuck? I'm sorry, are you doing butterfly curls? What the fuck was that? I gotta go back. I mean, I've never been more scared in my life. I'm fucking shaking, dog. The dope of the Dabbleverse.
Expect it.
What the fuck? Did you just have a fart roll up your back? What just happened? What in the fuck? Well, I'm terrified.
I'm telling you.
Holy shit.
You want to fuck? You already fucked with my child. Now you want to fuck with my mother?
I've never wanted to fuck anybody more. I'll never forget the time I hit a camera in her bathroom and taped her.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Guess what, Fatty Patty?
What? Your IQ is 7. Your herpes are really flaring up today. Your anal fissures need juicing. Your mom's making a special soup for dinner. You're out of hair dye. What?
My private eye is getting fucking all...
My private eye... My PI's getting everything. Yeah?
The details on your family.
Shit. Shit. Do you mean that because of something I've done, you're going to go harass and talk to a bunch of people who have nothing to do with it? They don't care. They don't care. Welcome. We're all waiting. Again, I'll never ask anybody to stop anything. Rain down your terror. Rain down your terror. I'll never, ever, ever beg you to stop. I'm not a bitch. I'll tell you the same thing I told Chad. We're waiting.
Well, we're waiting.
Yes. You have now awakened a sleeping giant.
I mean, you're 5'7".
And that giant is known as John Edward Melendez.
John Edward Melendez.
And that giant will not sleep any longer. I will never apologize to you. You owe me an apology, you fat fuck.
Here on Rumble, the mighty Rumble, Melendez streams tonight. Banned from YouTube, he makes no money. He used to be on Stern.
And if I don't get one very soon.
Hold on. You just said, don't bother apologizing. I'm coming anyway. And now you're saying, if I don't get an apology very soon, which is it? I'll save you time, you old fuck. Get on a flight. Get on a flight. I'm here all weekend. Get on a flight. I'll murder you. Get on a flight. I'm not going anywhere this weekend. I'm telling you. Come. We all know you can't afford it. The sad thing is, I believe you made 15 grand last month, but you still can't afford it. Even after all that, you can't afford it. You're broke. I imagine it all goes to back child support, because you're a deadbeat dad.
Oh, hi, Mark.
I will be seeing you. Don't worry about pictures of my mother. That's your least of your problems.
Nobody's worried about him. I got a guy at Kinko's. He can do it. He's got a plotter.
If you don't apologize to me, you're going to feel the wrath of the Duke. Do you understand that? If you don't apologize to me, you will feel the wrath of the Duke.
Is that anything like the chafing of the Duke? Because, you know, your ass gets dirty, you get a little chafing back there, a little Duke. The wrath of the Duke. John, you're poor. You don't have any friends. You asked Rob Saul to go with you to KB's house. KB doesn't even, Rob Saul doesn't even have a license. These are your friends. It's almost like Keanu asking April to be your bridesmaid. It's like, tell me you have no friends without telling me you have no friends. You start asking people around you don't know at all to do like really close friend things, you know? No, Vegas Beer Sells Jerry did the Vegas Beer Sells Jerry was cackling laughing the whole video. Again, I know you'll never believe this. Everyone's laughing at you, you fucking retarded monkey. Every fucking person is laughing at you. Even the ones helping you film. It's like literally he's doing that for us. You think that was for you? You think putting that out on your timeline and all the funny memes and edits and stuff that have been made off that since then? What cuts and edits and videos make you look good? No, Vegas Beer Sales Jerry was there filming you so we could all watch you look like an idiot. That's all that way. He would go back and listen, Duke. Go back and listen, Captain Number Two. He's cackling, laughing at you the whole time. You're being played at every step, you fucking retard. And by the way, I hope you keep paying lawyers and PIs and investigators and people on the ground and, you know, all these people who are fleecing you for your cash. You dumb fuck. And they're all just taking your money because you're stupid. Doctoring screenshots, mailing you shit, sending you fake information, telling you they're launching investigation. You're dumb. You're dumb. And everybody will just keep taking a piece. My PI's on it, Melton. My PI's on it. My PI is on it, Melton. You don't even know. I got my PI on it. Your PI is on it? Ghost Creators TV. Supposedly Kate said that he mailed himself coke. It appears to me that he received it in the mail today. You see those pit stains. Why would he send it to New York instead of Florida? Also, like, who brings coke to Florida? No, I like the. I like it stepped on. So I buy it in Washington State and I have it mailed back to Cape Coral. Can we do a how many STDs on his face poll, please? Probably could. I don't know if there's enough options. Slobbering John is a monument to self-ignorance, says Wookie Stardust. Thank you for the money. Slim Failey to Stuttering John uses bangs to deep sea troll fish for tuna. Yeah, I mean, it's maybe he's one of those like angler fish. It is a horrible look. Rock Bottom Podcast with Ray DeVito. You owe me $10. To Peter Sky Parker. Beavis Lee Ray, you should be as ruthless to John as he is to cripples. Creeper Sutherland, how you take this transcript is going to read in court. I don't really care. Every time I've ever been to court and my show gets played, I giggle with glee. Don't believe me? Just watch. $4.99 from K-Fur, huge fan of Big Sauce. Just harvested the Aficionado Genetics 13th Ghost. First time through the machine. Ever sample it. Fuck Stuttering John all day. Fake threats. One. I have never sampled that. I don't even know what it is. Is that some sort of gelato? Or perhaps pizza toppings?
I don't fuck around. You guys say, oh, John's 58. What's John going to do? You'll see.
You say.
I might be 58, but I'm in top physical condition.
I might be 58, but mentally I'm 7. Good luck, bitches.
I work out every day. I eat healthy. I stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated.
Let's love a man! I'm a lean, mean, fighting machine. You have no idea, Fatty Patty. You don't understand what the Duke.
I tell you what, you put together a sentence, I'll believe that you put together an itinerary to get out of here. How about that? You construct a sentence, and then I'll start believing your threat. I tell you what, Fatty Patty, and this is the truth. Listen to this. Fatty Patty. He's like, I'm waiting.
You have no idea how fucking mad I am at you.
I do. That's why it's fucking funny, dog. That's why it's funny. You think you're this big star and you're mad at nobody. Patrick Melton, Kate Meany. It's your life. Again, you're ignoring your dying mother in the other room. Hit the like button. You're ignoring your dying mother. Your old, dead, dying, old bitch mother in the other room is literally rotting away like trash. She gave everything to you. And by the way, she's still giving, you fucking user. You deadbeat son and deadbeat father. You fucking user. You're still using her as a lily pad to hop around and parade pussy around New York City with your fucking roots showing, splashing around your YouTube money that you've never fucking experienced in your life. You're a loser using your mom. You're pathetic. You're the worst kind of son. Not only are you a fucking deadbeat dad to your fucking children, you're a deadbeat son. I don't know if you have siblings that are checking in on old mom, but God, I hope so. Because your head is so far up your ass, you self-involved monkey, that you're just ignoring your whole life, everything that's actually important to you, family, true friends, life. You're yelling at Kate Meany and Patrick Melton, I own your ass, bitch. I own your ass. I consume every bit of every thought, everything you say. Melton, you have no idea how mad I am. Got him, bitch. Got him. I do know how mad you are. I did that. I got you. I'm fucking with you. Ain't no one ever gonna fight you, you old sick fuck. Spend all your money on Spirit flights, nerd. Spend every fucking dollar on it. I'll run you around this country like you're playing Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego before I tag you in your rump. You're a bitch. You're a fucking pawn. The idea that I've taken a celebrity and made him do nothing but attack me day in and day out proves what an inconsequential life you have. You sad fucking man. I made you ignore your dying mom. Hello? Your whole family. They're growing up. They're moving on. They're starting other families. And you're missing it all to yell at people on the internet who don't give a fuck about you. You're a fucking loser. You're an idiot and a loser, dude. And more importantly, you're poor. You're poor. You've got nothing to show for it. All this fame, all this celebrity. Where to next, sir? Right? You fucking Uber driver. You fucking fill-in teacher. You're a bitch.
You don't understand it. If you want to know what happens when I get mad.
What happens? What happens? You go stay with your mom some more? You go ask your mom for another favor. Mom, will you co-sign a house for me? Mom. Mom, can I stay with you a couple days? Mom. You all right? You all right, bitch? You're fucking abusing your mother. That's what you're doing. You're abusing your mother. She has to waddle back and give you your messages from her fucking old shitty 90s wireless phone. And you yell at her, Mom, I'm on the air. You're not on the air. You're not on the air. You're releasing air. You're full of air.
Ask Crazy Cabby. Ask Ralph. Ask AJ Benza. Ask.
I don't know any of those people. I'm just going to watch you. I'm just going to watch you. Everyone who ever has anything to say about you is you're a clown and a loser and not to be taken seriously. There's nobody in the world who goes, watch out for Stuttering John. He means what he says. No one. No one. Again, we're not as dumb as you think, John. The internet's available. We've searched it. There isn't a video of anyone going, stay away from John. The guy backs up what he says. The guy's full of threats. The guy will get you. He really follows through. He doesn't. It doesn't exist. That sentiment doesn't exist on the internet. Don't fuck with Stuttering John. Everyone fucks with Stuttering John. There's an entire economy around it. I swear to God, Bimini doesn't make as much money as the Stuttering John Stut Joe verse. Talking about GDP. I mean, fuck. Everyone's doing well from Stuttering John's talent except Stuttering John. What does that tell you? Everybody can figure it out except John. Just a Neanderthal banging two rocks together, trying to get a spark.
You have no idea. Ask yourself when you saw me in Atlantic City. Next time.
Again, everyone was there. You were around me all day. If you wanted to fight, you could have swung. You could have done something. You didn't want to do shit. You don't really want to fight. Again, you could have come downstairs at New York, New York. You could have come to my house earlier when I told you I'd be home. Everyone told you. I know you had that information. What happened? What happened?
There won't be any security to save your fat ass.
Security? John, you look like an Oompa Loompa who stole his dad's clothes. Sir, are you supposed to have a blazer? Is it your birthday? Let's get you some cake and a balloon.
You understand that? Next time you won't have cameras all over the place.
John.
No.
Are you calling over some sort of muskrat? Do you have a pet rabbit? Is that how you call your mom, dude? You stretch your balls into a bat wing and then you go.
Next time, it be for real.
Huh. Last time was play? What was the last time? Like an entry into some sketch competition?
Just remember that.
Is that an audition for some sort of acting class?
Keep that in the back of your head.
Were you filming a reel?
Okay, this is not a threat. YouTube terms of service. I am not threatening any physical violence. But I won't be told.
You couldn't if you tried. Okay. You couldn't.
The next time
tried.
I see you. That's all I'm saying.
Please, please. It'll be a dream. You're going to come see me and you won't talk? Where do I sign, bitch? Where do I sign?
Okay.
Okay. I'll meet you there, tough guy.
Pacha!
Look how mad he is. Steaming. Incensed. Staring at his own computer. Boiling. Do the chimp face again, where you shake your fists uncontrollably. Like a psychopath.
I think you understand now.
Yeah, we do. We do.
You're still going to do that stupid bit with my mother, but every day you do...
I'm probably not. I don't really have the toner.
Do that is one more reason for me to retaliate.
Okay, so again, you better apologize. Don't bother apologizing. You have 3 days to apologize. I don't care if you make fun of my mom and put the wall up. You better not put that wall up. If you put the wall up, that's why I'm coming. Got it, got it, got it. Got it, got it, got it. How far gone is your fetal alcohol syndrome brain? I mean, was old mom a boozer too? Is your old mom just a completely alcoholic bitch too? Is that why you're fucking underdeveloped? Jesus Christ. Maybe she deserves the fucking you give her every night back there. Just splitting her open like an old can of sardines. Just roasting that old mom. Mom, why you make me stupid? Mom, how come you make me dumb? Mom, why you feel so good? Much better than dad. Fecal alcohol syndrome. Yep, because he was supposed to get it for the wedding. He was supposed to get it for the wedding.
There's 15 people parked in front of my house since I said I didn't mail contraband to my house. Are you all crazy?
Call me baby daddy.
Contraband.
I'm laughing my way to a case of Coors. Ask crazy cabbie. Ain't he dead? Yeah, so ask him. Ask my fucking mom. She will tell you. This is copywritten, so don't copy me. Mess around and I'll give you a new nickname.
As if there's one cautionary tale walking around going like, there's one guy with like a stub arm and he's like, don't do it. Don't cross John. Believe me, I once too was arrogant. Mocking him. Look at your old bitch mom. Look at your stupid gay trans girl boy. And then he came in the night. I heard a switchblade in the dark. He said, when you least expect it. It was then I knew I had fucked up something awful. And I sat there while he just sawed away on my femur. My tibia and my fibula were aching until the dawn. And then he told me his PI had helped track me down. Tim Bollinger, this is by far the best Stuttering John Bass session I've ever seen. Keep it up. He deserves it. Thank you. Well, John, my AI's on it.
Big announcement. Melton. We have sent the cum, piss, and droll-stained cushions to a lab. We will be extracting his ultra-rare DNA and cloning it.
Fuck. It's not what I said.
There will be a Jurassic John petting zoo at DabbleCon 2.
That's not what I said.
Life-size, real-life Johns will be set up in dunk tanks and more.
No, that's not. Come on, man. I need to know why all my sound stopped working tonight. Why did my sound stop working tonight? I like to keep them going and plugged in tight. Very weird. My whole broadcast folder. Why would none of my sounds be working? Oh, well, that's a problem for later when I'm gone. Real quick before we end today's show, not that we're about to end or anything, but I do want to thank today's executive producer. We do one for every show. And tonight's executive producer is Ozone for a contribution of $50 or more. You'll also get on our high rollers list, like Ozone, and be an executive producer one day chosen at random. Thank you to all the high rollers and people who continue to support the program and chip in. We can't do it without you. It's very, very nice and cool that you support the show like that. It's unnecessary and humbling. Freeze Pop says, 2 month member here. I told my good friend that I'm a 2 month member of Proud Boys podcast as a integrity test. I'm smart. Gabriel Archer, member for 15 months. I vote Stuttering John in this illegal ballot. Fair enough. We're going to have to count that. I think that's the rules. We will roll that forward and make sure it's heard, Chef.
I'll start with your mother.
Fuck.
And don't worry about
it. Let me just say this. If you say one fucking word about my mom, I'll come to your house and cut your pimp's heart out.
Don't worry. You have no idea what will be coming down the pike.
Well, I don't live anywhere near a pike, so I guess I'm safe.
You ask all these people that stab me in the back. You ask him.
Who? Quadfather seems fine. KB seems fine. Kate Meany laughing. Shuli, never been doing better. Carl, just saw him at an event this month. He was doing great. Who else? Ray? Stevie Lou? Yeah, everyone who's ever fucking crossed you is just laughing at you still. Is that the threat? Is that the threat that I'll laugh so hard I might not be able to stop? Is that the threat?
And you'll figure out what happens to them.
Well, if I ask them, why would I have to figure it out? What happened to you guys? Are you okay? Shuli, are you all right? Carl? Bedabbler? Kate? Stevie? Quad? Fuck, are they all dead?
You have no idea.
I do. Nothing. You're going to do nothing. Again, you're poor. Greta Melendez is in our chat saying my dad's a drunk. He's not allowed to contact me. The court says any contact with me, he could be arrested. Wow. So he's not even allowed to talk to Greta. I mean, Knight.
You're too fucking stupid to realize.
I know.
What the fuck you're doing.
I know. I'm dumb. I'm the one who doesn't understand that my entire career was a sham. Like, Matt, put yourself in his position. It is really sad. You got to, like, really, really think about this. Like, seriously, you're not a smart person. I imagine Stuttering John's IQ is around 90, if that. You know, he's not retarded, but he's not smart. And then you get on the Howard Stern show through, you know, just a complete fucking, you know, shot in the dark, really. Just an angel's wing of a chance on a prayer and a hope of a dream on a log flume of destiny. The point is, you know, and then after that, out of spite, you get hired on another massive show. You're thinking to yourself, like, fuck. I'm someone. I'm like, I was fucking around over there at the Stern show, and that was fun, but, like, I'm climbing a ladder of show business that, like, is unprecedented. I'm going to be, who knows where this gravy train stops, is what moron Melendez was thinking to himself. Meanwhile, like, it's all just jokes from, like, rich men who have money to play around with to make retarded idiots do things. And the proof is in the pudding, you know? Like, it's what now? How do you go from writer onto Tonight Show or whatever the fuck, segment producer, line producer, whatever the fuck he was. You know, he basically now can drive people from here to there, which Moody makes cars that do that by themselves. Moody makes automobiles that self-drive. So, like, how hard is that to do? And then the other one, again, is, like, teaching, like, second and third grade, you know, civics and just pathetic garbage. Just nonsense. AO1012, amazing. His reality is one only he lives in. Correct. So then, like, now you're sitting here in this reality where you're driving Uber. It's Michael Ray Bauer, but, you know, Michael Ray Bauer is, like, really retarded. Michael Ray Bauer got a show when he was young and thought, like, all right, I'm an actor. You know, the sorting hat has picked. I am an actor. I am a comedian. You're not. Just the same way Chad's not a radio guy and Ray's not a real boy, you know? I mean, it's when you do zoom out, it's like pathetic. He really is just sad and pathetic. Here's a guy who like he doesn't know what he is. Do you know how wild that is? He doesn't know what he is. I can't imagine anything more depressing. Say whatever you want about what you do. You know who you are. What you are. You're a father. You're a husband. You're a wife. You're a mother. You're a son. You're a plumber. You're an executive. Whatever. Like, you know what you... He has no clue what the last 30, 40 years of his life were. He doesn't understand it. He doesn't know what he was on those shows. He thinks he was a star. That's sad. That's wild. There's hardly anything more depressing on a fundamental existential level than that. To not understand what your legacy and lasting impression on people will be. He still thinks I was a star. I was a celebrity. I was beloved. I was a cult hero. He believes all of that. And the sad thing is, like, he was born a lolcow. His stock rose because he was a lolcow, and now he's spit out the bottom of the gay porn industry as the biggest lolcow he could ever be in his life.
The Duke doesn't back down. The Duke is not afraid.
Of what? Who's challenging you? No one's challenging you. Back down from what? You're a loser. Your mom sucks. You're not a good father. You're a loser. Again, no one wants to face you about it. It's not like if you beat me up, then you're not a loser. You know what I mean? Like, I'll never get it through idiots' heads. I don't have anything to prove to John. You know, Whatnot Chaser. John is a warrior poet, strikes fear in all his enemies. G-Rob says, you got me laughing so hard tonight. Thanks, Melton. We don't take anonymous calls here. So calling from your number, we'll be happy to show it. Oh, boy. Biggest idiot in the Dabbleverse, Stuttering John by far, in our Gallup poll tonight. Thank you, G-Rob. I appreciate that. Very, very nice sentiment. And you are loved. You are loved.
I do not fear fighting. In the ring, of course, YouTube's terms of service.
That is YouTube's terms of service, John. Nothing gets by you. It says here in YouTube's terms of service, you better not say you like fighting unless it's in the ring. That's why he's the Duke. Always thinking. You can't say you like fighting unless you add the words in the ring. YouTube's terms of service.
I don't fear confrontation, as we all know from the Stern Show days.
John, it's not the 90s anymore. Can you join us here in Y2K? Sorry, post-Y2K Earth? As you guys all know from the Stern Show, Yeah, we know.
And I don't fear you.
Yeah, I don't... I'm not making threats. I'm not making threats.
Okay? Just know that.
We don't need to know anything, you old fuck. We don't care. No one believes you. Come do it. You're poor.
And you go on this next little stint. You saw how angry I got last time you played something fucking with my family. This time will be 100 times worse.
Whoa! Whoa!
Now you're going to start screwing with an 87-year-old woman?
I hope so. Is she down? Does she have lube? She cleared from her doctor? Is her heart in good shape? I'd love to start screwing with an 87-year-old woman.
Hello!
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, you don't have to watch, dude. Don't be sick.
Are you fucking with me?
No, I want to fuck your mom. Like you do. How do you do it? Is that the couch? Are there any stains? What's that cord with the little switch on it? Is that some sort of colored light or disco ball you guys put on while you go balls deep inside that mom? Your old gray balls. I imagine you dye the tips of those too, so they look like spider legs.
You have no idea.
No. I have a guess. My guess is that you're not going to do jack shit and then you're an old, poor loser. Let's see if my prediction comes true.
You fat fuck. What? You don't understand.
My prediction is I stay fat and you stay a poor, old, has-been loser that doesn't even realize he never was and do nothing. Am I close?
And me. You don't understand what happens when you cross the Duke.
Why don't you send me a textbook, faggot? I imagine if you cross the Duke, you have to clean your shoes off. Sounds disgusting, Baba Duke.
But you will learn. You will learn.
Teach me, oh great one.
I will never fucking apologize to you.
Nobody really wanted one. I'm not insane. I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't need you to apologize or be nice or ask for anything or not threaten me or not talk about me. I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't know how to make it clear. I don't give a fuck what you do or say about anything. You think I really want you to apologize to me? You're gay. You're dumb and gay. I'm making fun of you, you old fucking nerd. John, you better apologize to me. That's you. That's you, dummy. And now you yelling at me going like, I'll never apologize. That's you yelling at you. I held a mirror up and now you're fighting with your reflection. You old dumb fuck. You think I'm going to apologize? You're the one who has to apologize. I will never apologize. Right, that's you. That's you. That's an old, insane fuck. Again, your mom's dying in the other room. But what about Kate Meany? Her mom won't listen to you about an intervention. Oh, no. How are you ever going to get her to sign the form that's required of you by the government? Oh, wait. You're not involved in it at all. Hang up and live your life. Kate Meany did what? Fuck. Losers. Fucking losers. All of them. Pathetic, sad, emotional losers. What did Kate do to you, old man? What did a 24-year-old girl do to you? You fucking idiot. False alarm, my neck is fine, said BYB podcast. Oh, because before he said, I think Stuttering John broke my neck. Why didn't that one come up? Why did I miss that one? Anyway, I saw it. Anyway, thank you, Quad. You're a nice man. I don't have any gripes. I use my underwear to wipe. I knew a guy in California who was a secondary actor in Moneyball. He was an asshole, but he was a real dude in his personal life. John, not so much. Yeah, 100%. Check that. Neck seems broken. Karma from the Duke. Wait, which one? I can't keep up. Mark Abatista, what's your P.O. box again? You were too pussy for an A5 brisket. I have a few ribeyes. I wasn't too pussy. I made it. It was delicious. It was fucking delicious. You're crazy. I got good video and pictures of it. I just haven't had time to, like, cobble together that footage. It's all, like, 4K. It's on a drive. I gotta fucking put it on a machine and edit it. I haven't had time. I wasn't a pussy. I have a few ribeyes I can let you lick. I love you more than a friend. I send no meat to anyone but you. Humpty, I keyed. The P.O. box is oh, fuck, I lost that button too. I don't really have anything anymore. Anyway, it's in the description of every video, including this one. If you go down and look, it's also on the website under contact. It's also 4948 Mountain Vista Street. Nobody likes onions. 4948 Mountain Vista Street, P.O. Box 13932, Las Vegas, Nevada 89121. You don't have to put USA. They don't care.
You fat fuck.
Ah, boy.
I never did anything to you. Yeah.
This is what they all do too. Him and Chad. Because all they, again, that shows you, all they really want is to be friends. All they really want is people to like them, these fucking losers. It's like, it's not about whether I like you or not. I think you're a fucking idiot and a loser. Sorry I don't like you. Get over it, John. Get over it, nerd. Not everybody's going to like you or think you're cool or think you're smart. You're not smart. You're one of Earth's dumbest individuals. Proven. Google it. It's just grow up. And they all do it. Him and Chad both. They do it every time. Like, I never even did anything to you. That's right. I just fucked you up. Apropos of nothing. Unprovoked. Correct. I just fucked you up. I never even did anything to you. That's right. You just stood there and took it. That's right. I just took your lunch, shit in it, and handed it back to you, and you just fucking took it. You're goddamn right you've never done anything to me. You're goddamn right you'll never do anything to me. You can't. What you've displayed here tonight is embarrassing. This behavior, this childlike tantrum, this throwing around of your toys, this involving your family, this preoccupation with insane minutiae that doesn't matter to your life at all. Kate Meany did this. Melton did that. KB said, I'm a deadbeat. Don't ever say that again. Watch your tongue around me. Say it to my face. You're 60, dog. And again, that mom in the other room is going to be dead any fucking minute. What are you doing with your life? What are you doing? Podo and the Ghost of Kodo, Book of Robert James, says Stuttering John's mommy squirts. I would explain why she's always just up airing it out. You know what I mean? Ricada Law, probably not the real one. Super sticker. Thank you very much. Hit the like button if you hate. Aaron Imholt. Hit the like button. Give us a like. Follow us and subscribe to the old channel. Oh, here it is, Quad. I think John may have broken my neck. Sorry, I got those out of order because one was a membership message. My PI's got all your information. My AI's got your voice.
The AI version of me just came to the realization that my legacy's a joke. When I'm dead and buried, nobody will miss me nor really care. Whereas when Melton passes on, hundreds of people will miss him and his great show. Because unlike SJ, Melton is genuinely a likable guy.
What? I mean, both of those things are
and
sad.
And that's a fact, Jack.
Both of those things are sad. But like, I'm the guy who's losing and this is the guy who's winning. I mean, look at the face. This is how KB and him both lived their whole life. Just in this inferno of anger for no reason. They're both making great money. And just furious nonstop.
I defend Kate Meaney and her mother, yeah. But I didn't know Kate Meaney was the fucking horrible person that she is.
Right. So apology accepted. You're dumb. You're dumb. Again, 40 other people got fucked over by Kate Meaney before you. You were the last one, stupid. Everyone else has had 6 months to 8 months of experience with Kate Meaney being a fucking dork. And a moron and an untrustable idiot. Chad went and had an experience with her. Ray's had experiences with her. Every fucking guy who's ever dated her thinks she's a goddamn disaster. Her fucking dad turned gay to get away from her. Her mother's life is fucking ruined and she's going broke because of her. The chick doesn't know what she wants to do for a job. She's everything from a nurse to a model to an actress to a vacuumer at a comedy club. So what? Yeah, of course she's a fucking duplicitous loser. Of course. Yeah, everyone knew that. Thanks, Super Sticker Smiley. Everyone knew this.
I didn't know that.
We did.
I won't be defending her anymore.
Oh, okay.
But that's not the only reason I came to your house, you fat fuck.
Okay.
It was your house.
Oh.
Well.
I didn't know.
Not yours. It was your girlfriend's.
Oh, okay. That's sweet. It's nice of her to let me stay here.
But don't worry. Don't you worry.
Look at him. It was your house. But don't you worry. Don't you even worry. Imagine letting anything get you like this. Kate Meaney's evil twin when who dies in a bigger shithole, Chad or Stuttering John? I say Chad, 100%. Because Stuttering John will just keep using his mom and maybe, you know, by the time he's old, he'll use his children too. Fucking piece of shit. He has no problem using his old mom while he goes in the other room and plays podcast arguing with a bunch of internet nobodies. Again, the guy's broken. There's nobody on earth who could make me act like this. Look at what I did to a 60-year-old celebrity. Look at what I did to this old idiot.
Next time, you're not going to have that little fucking Hubble to hide in.
He thinks I live in the Hubble space telescope?
Do you understand?
No. Do you? I think you're not going to do anything. I think you're an embarrassment to not only your children, but your mother. I think it's sad to watch an old man scream and yell while his poor fucking mother has to take care of him. God bless her fucking heart. You're telling me she doesn't deserve to come? She does. She does. Her fucking dumb, uneducated son rocking back and forth, screaming in the other room with his wet, dopey hair flopping all around while he earns $2 at a time from strangers on the internet. He lets e-scat all over his fucking chest. I'll tell you one thing.
I don't like the look of this.
Say what?
Like the look of it.
don't like the look of it.
If you are wise, you'll listen to me.